beautiful day here at Yankee Stadium in New York. A bright sun shining. The temperature, if you're looking for the weatherman's temperature, it's 65 degrees. On the field, it might be just a little bit warmer because for the Giants, they're down by one game, and it's Whitey Ford pitching for the Yankees. The Yankees, pretty cool, calm, and more or less collected because they've got their ace going and they've got the bulge. The shadows will be a big topic of conversation once again this afternoon. Philippe Bellu, who did such a magnificent job in the outfield for the Giants yesterday, doesn't seem to be too worried about him, but he'll have shadows to contend with all afternoon. In fact, talking to Philippe before the ball game, he explained it best when he says, well, yesterday I played the first game in Yankee Stadium left field. I had more trouble one game in left field in Yankee Stadium than all season in right field in Candlestick Park. But he made some defensive plays, and the one error that he was charged with was certainly a tough one to the extent that it took a high hop, the ball did, and Tom Tresh, who had stopped at second base with some daring base running, took off for third and set up what proved to be the big inning for the Yankees. And the fourth game, the World Series is coming up, and George, I can't think of a more exciting way to get ready for a fourth game than with the great pitching that we've had along the line.
Boy, Joe, we've had tremendous pitching, and we're looking forward to another great pitcher's battle here today as a right-hander and a left-hander are getting ready to go at it.
All right, George, the umpires are around home plate along with Coach Whitey Lockman and manager Ralph Houk of the New York Yankees. Whitey Ford continues to warm up. Whitey with a 10-4 World Series record, 17-8 on the season. Juan Marichal pumping slow curveballs to his catcher, Ed Bailey, 18-11 on the season. This is his first World Series start. The lineups for the San Francisco Giants, leading off will be Harvey Keene in right field. Keene, K-U-E-N-N, Keene in right field. Batting second will be the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Hiller, second base. Batting third, it's the center fielder, Willie Mays. Mays, center field. In the cleanup spot, it's the left fielder, Philippe Allou. A-L-O-U, Allou, in left field. Batting fifth, it's the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda, first base. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Davenport, third base. Batting seventh, it's the catcher, Tom Haller. H-A-L-L-E-R, Haller, the catcher. And batting eighth, it's Jose Pagan, the shortstop. Pagan, shortstop. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Marichal. And for the New York Yankees, leading off, it'll be the shortstop, Tony Kubek. Kubek at shortstop. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Richardson, second base. Batting third, the left fielder, Tom Tresh. Tresh in left field. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Mantle in center field. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Maris in right field. Batting sixth, the catcher, Alston Howard. Howard, the catcher. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Moose Skowron. Skowron at first base. Batting eighth, it's Cleet Bowyer. Bowyer at third base. And batting ninth, it's the pitcher, Whitey Ford.
This is WGY Schenectady.
Tom Feller, Hall of Famer, is the right of the Yankee dugout, and he will throw out the first ball this afternoon. Yesterday it was Joe DiMaggio, and today it's Bob Feller. Elston Howard waits, and Bob Feller throws a strike, which of course is not uncommon for him. Bob Feller, the Hall of Famer, just shakes hands with Elston Howard, who gives him the baseball, and it's officially on. Yesterday, Joe DiMaggio. Today, Bob Feller. George Kell, I know that you had a couple times at bat at Bob Feller.
Boy, don't remind me of it. He's as tough as they come, and the way he threw that pitch out to Howard, I think he can still throw a fast one.
Looks like he's in great shape, doesn't he?
Oh, he stays in great shape. You know, when he pitched, Joe, he worked on the bars and the bells and ran a lot. He was a great one for conditioning, and he's still doing it, evidently. A couple of changes in the Giants lineup. Harvey Keene is in against the left-hander and playing in right field today. Tom Haller is the catcher. And Allou has moved from the leadoff spot, and he's batting in the cleanup position today. We're taking a little time before we get ready to go here as the band in center field moves off the field.
Judge, we mentioned it when he went out to his position, but a little coaching change. I just wonder if Alvin Dark might be a bit superstitious. Usually Wes Westrum coaches at first base. Today it's Larry Jensen.
Right, Joe. I just noticed that. It could be that he wants Westrum in the bullpen, maybe to work with some pitchers, or it could be, as you said, maybe a little superstitious there. But whatever the reason, a new coach at first base today. It'll be Larry Jensen at first base for the Giants. Whitey Lockman, of course, will be back at his third base position. So Whitey Ford, who had completed his warm-up tosses, is just standing on the mound right now, looking into straightaway center field as the ground crew is removing the chairs, and we'll be ready to go here in just a couple of moments. Well, we're ready. Harvey Keene steps in to lead off for the Giants. Harvey's looking for his first hit in this World Series. He played in the first game against Whitey Ford, and he was 0 for 5. So it'll be Keene, Hiller, and Mays for the Giants here in the first inning. In tomorrow's ball game, played right here at Yankee Stadium, it'll be Ralph Terry pitching for New York, and Billy O'Dell, a left-hander, will be doing the pitching for the Giants. Terry pitched the second game of this World Series, and Billy O'Dell was the starting pitcher in the first game for manager Alvin Dark. Well, Harvey had stepped in, and Whitey was ready to go. Whitey is very anxious out there, but the ground crew moves out once again, and they're still taking a little time as they get things out of the way in center field.
George, that's got to make you feel pretty good if you're a hitter. It's 461 feet out there, and if they're a little bit worried about you hitting one in there, that's got to make you feel like you can really flex your muscles.
Joe, they could leave that gate open and let me hit at second base. I couldn't hit one in there.
It's two of us.
Well, we're ready. Whitey goes into the windup, and here's the first pitch of the ball game. It's a strike, a fastball in around the knees. The Yankees will play Keene straight away, not too deep in the outfield. Everybody back on the infield but Boyer. He's in a couple of steps. Here's the one strike pitch, a curveball. It's down low. Harvey checks his swing in time. One ball, one strike. A beautiful baseball afternoon here in New York. Bright, sunshiny, blue skies up above. Here's a fly ball, hit the left field. Tommy Trash is drifting back a few steps, waiting. He's got it, and there's one away. Harvey Keene goes out on a fly to Trash in left field. That'll bring up the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Chuck's a left-handed batter. He has 2 hits and 10 trips in the series for a .200 batting average. Showers had been forecast for this area today, but we couldn't have had better weather if we'd ordered it this way. Here's a bouncing foul behind the plate. One strike to Hiller. We're in the top of the first inning. There's one out with no one on. Whitey Ford against Juan Marichal here today in the fourth game of the series. Whitey into the windup. The pitch to Hiller. Strike. He got a fastball over the inside corner. A strike two count. Jim Honorchick of the American League is the umpire behind the plate today. Al Barlick at first base. Charlie Berry at second base. Stan Landis, the umpire at third base. Here's a pitch. A ground ball that is fouled on the first baseline. Still two strikes to Hiller. In the outfield, it's Hank Soar of the American League down the left field line. And Ken Burkhart of the National League down the right field line. Whitey Ford looking in. Here's the pitch to Hiller. He swings and lines it right straight to Kubek. Chuck Hiller lined one straight to the shortstop, Tony Kubek. So there's two outs, and the batter is Willie Mays. Round of applause for Willie as he steps in. Willie's had 4 hits and 12 trips in the series. He has a .333 batting average. Ford delivers. Ball, it's down low. 3 of Willie's 4 hits coming against Whitey in the first game of the series. Whitey looking in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He swings and bounces it to third. Boyer has it. The throw to first base. He's out. Mays goes out third to first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of the first half, the first inning. The Giants nothing with the Yankees coming to bat. Well, Harvey Keene is back in the lineup today. And the other day in the clubhouse, he really had Russ Hodges going. Let's listen.
Hey, Harvey, I thought I just saw you lather up. You finished shaving already?
Sure, Russ. I used the Gillette Super Blue Blade. You get the job done quick and easy. Clean, too. Just look at that.
How about that shaving comfort, Harvey? Super Blues, made by an exclusive Gillette process, are so keen, so mirror smooth, they whisk through the toughest beard as if it wasn't even there. You feel clean, refreshed, and you look it, too. For the tops in easy shaving, try Super Blues in the streamlined new Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor with a precision dial. One of nine different blade settings is just right for you. Now, you get both the Slim and Super Blue blades, plus a 79-cent can of Gillette Foamy Instant Lather for only $1.95 as a Gillette World Series special. This is a $2.29 value, so you save 34 cents. Well, no score in the ball game as we go into the bottom of the first inning. The Giants going out 1-2-3 against the Slants of Whitey Ford. It'll be Tony Kubek leading off for the Yankees. He'll be followed by Bob Richardson, then Tom Trash. Juan Marichal, big right-hander, doing the pitching for the Giants today. Marichal won 18 and lost 11 during the regular season.
He came up with an ankle injury towards the latter part of the season, forcing him to miss a couple turns, but he was a big starter for manager Alvin Dark in that final playoff game and came up with quite a pitching performance. Had to get some help, but he's been a tremendous pitcher for him all year, George, and he gives you a lot of motion out there. He's got all the pitches, a good fastball, good curveball, and occasional screwball, and he really pumps.
Well, he's ready to go here against Tony Kubek. Tony with a .231 batting average. He's had three hits and 13 trips. The first pitch is down low. One ball and no strikes. Kubek, a left-handed batter. Giants play him in a step or so on the infield. In fact, Davenport at third base is about three steps in front of the bag. Here's the pitch. Outside, a fastball just off the corner. Ball two and no strikes. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning, in case you joined us late. Giants went out in order. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball, it's outside. 3-0 to Kubek. Tony was taking all the way on that one. Juan delivered it outside.
Tom Allen out talking to the young pitcher, and more than likely just saying, don't aim that ball. He hasn't really turned one loose yet. He's been really bearing down trying to throw a strike and kind of aiming the ball and falling behind.
Kubek waiting on Marichal. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Strike. He got a fastball in around the knees. A ball three and a strike one count. Leadoff man for the Yankees here in the first inning. Tony right down on the end of the bat. Marichal taking a little time. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Strike two. He blazed another one in there. Tony was taking it. So it's 3-2. Bobby Richardson waiting in the on-deck circle. Marichal checks the sign. Goes into the big sweeping windup. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Outside, he walked him. Kubek draws a face-on ball to start the game for the Yankees. That'll bring up Bobby Richardson, the second baseman. Bobby has one hit in 13 trips. Batting average of .077. Little right-handed batter. Cepeda will hold against the runner at first base, and Davenport, the third baseman, will play about even with the bag for Bobby.
You can get a pretty good jump on Marichal because he kicks that leg way up there.
I think you'll find in this series the Yankees will not do a lot of running unless it really means something. Here's the pitch. Strike, a fastball in around the knees. Richardson was ready to bunt, pull the bat back. A one strike count. The Yankees can run, but they are not a running ball club. Marichal gets ready. Now he steps off, bluffs Tony back to first base. Bobby Richardson waiting. There's a quick throw to first. Back in time. Now Richardson steps out as he gets tired of waiting on Marichal. Standing in now with a one-strike count. Juan gets set. Here's the pitch to Bobby. Strike two. He got the slider over. A strike two count. This fellow takes a big sweep as he throws the ball to the plate, throws his left leg high into the air, which must bother the hitters a little bit. Comes to a set position. Here's the pitch. Sidearm curve. It's down low. One ball, two strikes. As Joe told you, he was throwing a lot of sidearm pitches while warming up. This is the first one he's delivered in the ballgame.
It's really an effort for him to come sidearm because he comes so directly overhanded with most of his pitches.
Juan gets set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Inside, a fastball that was just off the corner. A ball two and a strike two count. Marischal looking into Honichik. Thought that one caught the corner. Bobby Richardson checking with Crosetti at third base. He just wants to know if the runner at first is going to be moving. And if Kubek is going, of course, Bobby will be swinging at anything that's close to the plate. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Outside, a curve breaking away. 3-2 to Bobby Richardson. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Yankees have a runner at first with no one out. Marischal gets set. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Here's a throw. Kubek is headed back to first, but he's in a rundown. Zepeda chasing him back to second. Here's Hiller making the throw to the pitcher, and he's going to be tagged up. Bobby Richardson struck out on the 3-2 pitch. Kubek saw that he was trapped, and he tried to get back to first, and he's tagged out.
Kubek, when he saw Cepeda just standing there, kind of rushed up against him, hoping that the umpires would call interference, but both Barry and Barnick said no. So fine throw by Tom Haller, George. They had him by 9 miles.
A real good throw, Joe. He had no chance. Here's Tom Trash, the left fielder. Tom has 4 hits and 12 trips in this series for a .333 batting average. Marischal delivers a curve, and it's in there. One strike. Well, that might be just exactly what Marischal needs, Joe, to settle down. He seemed to be a little edgy.
He had to get some early help, and he got it. It was interesting to watch who was covering on that play. Pagan and Hiller were alternating. Hiller was the one who took the throw, but they were moving around pretty good.
Marischal ready, and here's the one-strike pitch. Fastball. He hits it up the middle. Hiller can't get it. It goes into center field. Tommy Trash ripped one up the middle. It's the first hit of the ball game. It's a runner at first base with two outs, and the batter will be Mickey Mantle. That ball might have tipped Marischal's glove as it went back through there. A low liner. He tried to spear it, and right on into center field. Mantle has had 2 hits and 11 trips in the series for a .182 batting average. He'll be batting left-handed against the right-hander. Trash at first base with 2 outs. There's no score in the first inning. There's a quick throw to first. Trash back in time. Now Mickey steps out. Mickey right down on the end of the bat. Here's the pitch. Down low. One ball, no strikes. Marischal has thrown mostly fastballs here in the first inning. Youngster making his first World Series appearance. Tom Trash takes his lead at first base. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ball, it's too low. Fastball that was over the plate but below the knees. A ball two and a no strike count.
Tom Haller behind that play trying to help his young pitcher as much as he can. He's given a much lower target than he started with. He's been moving to give the target, trying to get the youngster on the beam.
Marischal gets set. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Strike, he got a fastball in around the letters. A ball two and a strike one count. Mickey was looking for something on the inside part of the plate that he could pull into the right field section, and Marischal coming in with a fastball around the letters on the outside part of the plate. Juan gets set. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Curveball. It's up high. 3-1 to Mickey. Roger Maris is waiting in the on-deck circle. Kubek walked to start this inning. He was doubled up as Bobby Richardson struck out on a 3-2 pitch. Now it's 3-1 to Mickey Mantle with a runner at first base. The pitch. Ground ball that is fouled on the first baseline. Wally Moses, the first base coach, picks it up. 3-2 to Mantle. That means that Trash will be moving on the pitch. 3-2 and two outs. Marichal taking a lot of time here in the first inning. Comes to a set position. Now he steps off, bluffing Trash back. Quickly gets ready again. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Mickey Mantle strikes out on a curveball. No runs on one hit. The Arrows, one man left, and the score at the end of one full inning of play. The Yankees nothing, the Giants nothing. Well, there's nothing more thrilling to a youngster than an autographed baseball. And if you're lucky enough to get one, be sure your star signs it with a paper mate. The dependable pen that's unconditionally guaranteed. It must perform or we replace it. And now's the time to get a paper mate at the Big Fall Paper Mate Free for All. You buy the famous Paper Mate piggyback pen for $1.69, and you get an extra piggyback refill free. And you buy the handsome Paper Mate Capri pen for $1.95, and you get an extra jumbo refill free. You get Paper Mate dependability plus extra refills free. Now, these are bargains you won't want to miss. So come to the Big Fall Paper Mate Free for All. You buy a Paper Mate piggyback pen, and you get an extra piggyback refill free. And you buy a Paper Mate Capri pen, and you get an extra jumbo refill free. So come to the Paper Mate Free for All now, wherever Paper Mate pens are sold.
Number 23.
Felipe Alou will lead off for the Giants in the second inning. He'll be followed by Cepeda and then Jim Davenport. There's no score as we go into the top of the second inning. Alou has had 2 hits and 10 trips in this series for an even .200 batting average. Right-handed batter facing the left-hander Whitey Ford. The first pitch, she swings and bounces it down the left field line. It's in there. Alou is around first base. He's going to try for two. Here's the throw. He is safe at second. Felipe Alou sent a ground ball between Boyer and the bag down into the left field corner. And he's at second base with no one out. Bring up the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda, a right-handed batter, is looking for his first hit in the series. He's been to the plate 8 times. Ford delivers. Ball, he got the curve too low. 1 ball, no strikes. The Yankees play Cepeda a little bit to right center field. Whitey checks his runner. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Curve ball, he fouls it back. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Cepeda trying to go to right field at least until he's got the 1 strike on him, hoping he could at least get the ground ball or move Alou over to third base. Ford at Candlestick challenged Cepeda with his fastball and got him.
Whitey gets set. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down low, he got the curve in the dirt. Ball 2 and strike 1. Ford throwing a lot of curve balls here this afternoon, and Joe told you at Candlestick, he said because of the wind, his curve did nothing. But Whitey will throw a lot of curves here today. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Down low. Got this one over the plate for too low. 3-1 to Cepeda. Big, strong, right-handed batter. Felipe Alou down at second base with no one out. We're in the second inning, no score in the ball game. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit to the shortstop. Kubek has it. The quick flip to first. He's out. Cepeda goes out. Short to first. Alou has to hold on at second base.
Get that ball inside where Cepeda couldn't go to the right side, and the ground ball doesn't pick up the big base, and you could see the little bit of a battle that was going on between Cepeda and Ford, and Ford comes out the winner.
That'll bring up the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Jimmy's had two hits and nine trips for a .222 batting average. Another right-handed batter. The pitch, ball, it's too low. One ball or no strikes. And it is not an accident that Ford is getting this curveball just a little bit low or a little bit outside, Joe. That's his pitching pattern.
Yes, sir, and he's going to make Davenport hit his pitch. He's got first base open. If he walks him, he's still not going to be hurt. A big left-hand hitter coming up next, Tom Howler. So Davenport will have to kind of widen his strike zone if he wants to drive in Alou, who's on at second base.
Whitey's the type of pitcher. He'll throw you strikes when he wants to, but he'd rather you bite at that bad one, if you will. Here's the pitch. Down low. Ball two and no strikes. And if he can ever get a team to hitting the bad pitch, then it's a typical Whitey Ford afternoon, just a breeze.
It's funny how they pattern the good pitcher, George. They just won't give in to the hitter.
Right, Joe. Checks his runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Strike. He got the fastball in around the knees. Ball two and strike one. Jimmy Davenport, the batter. The Giants have a runner at second base with one out. There's no score here in the second inning. Alou led off this inning with a ground double to left. Cepeda then bounced to the shortstop. Here's the 2-1 pitch. He swings and fouls it off. This one going into the upper deck behind the Yankee dugout. 2-2. Another capacity crowd on hand today. Might not be as large as yesterday because of the standing room, but there does not seem to be a vacant seat in the house. Yesterday we had 71,000 people here. It's going to be close to that today. Whitey Ford gets set. Here's a quick throw to second. Alou gets back just in time as Bobby Richardson raced over behind him. And on a signal from the catcher, Ford whirled and fired blind to second. Richardson was there, put the tag on Alou. A fraction too late. Here's the pitch to Davenport. He swings and strikes out. Jimmy Davenport goes down swinging on a curveball.
Ford has a great move to every base. To first base, we all know about that one. This one to second base was close, and what it did, it served its purpose. He didn't get his man, which is what he would have liked to have done, but it served his purpose, and then it cut down Alou's lead to give the outfielders a chance to make the play at the plate. And as far as third base, he just about had Willie Mays, one of the fine base runners, over at Candlestick in the opening day.
Here's Tom Howler, the catcher. Big left-handed batter. Ford delivers way outside. A nice stop by Alston Howard. Thought it was interesting when it looked like the Dodgers might be in this World Series. Someone asked Alston Howard, do you think he'd have any trouble throwing out Maury Wills? He says, not with Ford pitching. Unless he runs from standing right on the bag, he won't get much of a lead on Ford. He has a great move. There's no score here in the top of the second inning. The Giants with a runner at second base and two outs. Ford gets set. The pitch. Here's a long barrel to right field. It's well hit. It is gone. A home run.
Home runs during the regular season, George.
Here's Pagan. He swings and hits a ground ball to first base. Scarron picks it up, steps on the bag, and Pagan is out on the first pitch. Well, the Giants get two runs on two hits. No errors, no one left, and the score at the end of the first half of second inning, the Giants 2 and the Yankees nothing. Well, we've seen some fine second base play in this series, and another top second baseman in the American League is the Angels, Billy Moran. He's a man of few words, but what he says makes sense. Let's listen.
Say, Bill, I see that you're shaving with the new Gillette Slim Adjustable. How do you like it?
It's great, buddy. It's easier to handle and gives me even more comfortable shaves than my old adjustable.
Fans, if you're missing out on this comfort, here's a World Series special you shouldn't let go by. You get the new Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor with a supply of Easy Shaving Double-Edged Super Blue Blades, plus a 79-cent can of Foamy, the cream of all instant lather. All for only $1.95. A $2.29 value, and you save 34 cents. Now, the lighter, longer, slim adjustable is easier to handle. It's especially designed to reach awkward shaving areas, and it's adjustable. One of nine different settings, and it's just right for your skin and beard. Right now, you get the razor, blades, and foamy. A $2.29 value for only $1.95. Well, Tom Haller brought this crowd to his feet as he slammed a 3-2 slider into the lower deck in right field, and the Giants have gone out in front of the Yankees 2-0. Roger Maris will be the leadoff man for New York. He'll be followed by Elston Howard and then Bill Scourin. Raj has an even 300 batting average. He's been to the plate 10 times and he's had 3 hits. He's driven in 4 runs for the Yankees. 2 in the first game with a double, 2 here yesterday with a single. Marischal gets ready. Here's the pitch to Maris. He tries to bunt, but he missed it. One strike to Maris. The shift is on. The Giants have 3 infielders on the right side. Davenport is playing wide of the bag, but in close at third. And Maris attempting the bunt to get on base. Marischal goes into the big windup. Here's the one strike pitch. Curveball. It's outside. 1-1 to Maris. Well, a double and a home run in the top of this inning, putting the Giants out in front. Marischal working a little slowly right now. Gets ready. The pitch. Here's a fly ball. Hit the left center. Mays chasing over. Going hard. He makes the catch. Almost a collision there. Mays and Alou racing at top speed in the left center field. And Willie caught the ball and jumped over Alou, who went down on the ground.
Last time they saw a play like that, George, might have been Terry Moore and Musial in the World Series when Terry Moore made the leaping catch as Musial slid under him. Hey, I don't know how outfielders can do that when they just can go down and avoid the collision. Looked like they were going to hit, but they didn't. Fine play by Willie Mays.
Here's Elston Howard, the catcher. Set 3-for-6 in the series. Takes a strike over the outside corner. One out with no one on. We're in the bottom of the second. The Giants are out in front by a score of 2-0. Marischal ready. The pitch to Howard. He swings and pops it up behind the plate. It's going to be out of play. Haller is coming back. He has no chance to get it. So Marischal out in front of Howard with a strike 2 count. It was amazing that Willie Mays could get over in the left center to make the play on Maris, as he was playing Roger well over into right center. Looks like it might be an easier play for Alou, but Willie came from nowhere and caught it. Here's the pitch to Howard. He swings and lines it hard, knocks the glove of the shortstop. He picks it up, throws, he is out. Jose Pagan, racing to his left, knocked down the hot shot by Elston Howard. Picked it up and made the throw to Cepeda in time to get Ellie by a half step. So there's 2 outs, and the batter will be Bill Scourin. Bill's looking for his first World Series hit. He's been to the plate 4 official times. Here's the first pitch. He swings and sends a fly ball into deep left center. Mays going back, way back. It's over his head, all the way to the fence. Here's Scourin around second. He's going to try for 3. The throw not coming in. It's being held up by Pagan. Bill Scourin has just hit one into deep center field all the way to the fence, some 457 feet away. And he's at third base with a triple. That's as far as you can hit a ball in this ballpark and keep it in the playing area.
You're not going to see that too often either, George, where a ball is going to get over the head of Willie Mays. But, man, he gave that ball a ride. Marischal had to get some help, and he's been getting it. Fine play by Pagan, a fine play by Mays. But nobody could get that one. It's gone just yet.
Cletus Boyer, the batter. Here's the first pitch. Curve ball. It's in there. One strike to Cleet. He's had two hits and nine trips for a 222 batting average. Well, the play by Pagan becomes really big here in the second inning. Scouring at third base with two outs. Marischal into the windup. Here's the pitch. Curve outside. One and one to Cleet. A 2-0 ball game. We're in the bottom of the second inning. The Giants out in front of the Yankees. That was hit number two for New York. Here's the 1-1 pitch. He swings and hits a fly ball to right field. Harvey Keene moving in, makes the catch, and the signs return. Boyer flying to right field. No runs on one hit. No errors, one man left, and the score at the end of two. The Giants two and the Yankees nothing. Well, Jim Davenport made quite a play here yesterday, a jumping stab and turned it into a double play. And here's a clubhouse chat I'd like you to hear between Jim and Russ Hodges.
You've got a Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor, Jim. I suppose you're a super blue blade man, too.
Sure am, Russ.
How do you like them?
First time I used them, I was amazed. I never had such clean, comfortable shaves.
Well, engineers call the remarkably keen edges of super blues a scientific breakthrough. They're produced by an exclusive Gillette process. You get such smooth, refreshing shaves with so little effort, well, you might look twice to see if there's a blade in your razor at all. And the dispenser is included with Gillette's newest razor, the Streamline Slim Adjustable. It's lighter, longer, and adjusts to nine different blade settings. One is just right for your skin and beard. Right now, the Gillette World Series Special includes razor and blades, plus a 79-cent can of foamy instant lather. It's a $2.29 value for only $1.95. You save 34 cents. Here's the pitcher, Juan Marischal, leading off for the Giants in the third inning. He'll be followed by Keene and then Chuck Heller. Marischal, a right-handed batter. Ford delivers a curve, and it's in there. One strike. The Giants have two runs on two hits and no errors. The Yankees, no runs on two hits, and they have no errors. The pitch, he swings and hits a fly ball to right field. Maris moves back, makes the catch, and there's one out. Marischal hit the ball hard, straight to Maris in right field. We'll bring up Harvey Keene. Harvey flied to left field to start this game. Harvey's looking for his first hit. He's been to the plate six times without a hit in this game. Ford into the windup, delivers, strike. He got the fastball over. Keene faked a bunt. Boyer racing in from third base. A one-strike count. Whitey ready. Here it is. Change of pace, hit hard to third. Boyer has it. The throw to first, he's out. Harvey Keene goes out. Third to first. That's two down, and the batter will be Chuck Heller. Chuck's in a line drive straight to Quebec, his first time at bat. We're in the top of the third inning. There's two outs with no one on. The Giants out in front, 2-0. Whitey Ford gets ready. Here's the pitch. Ball, it's down low, gets away from Elston Howard. One ball or no strikes. The difference in this ball game has been a two-run homer by Tom Haller in the second inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Curve ball, down low. Ball two and no strikes. Whitey pulled the string on that one.
Whitey and Elston Howard taking a look at Honachick. They thought it should have been in there, but Jim said it was a little bit too low. The 2-0 pitch coming up. Inside, a fastball that pushed him back. A ball three and a no-strike count to the left-handed hitting second baseman. Whitey ready. Here it is. Strike. He got the fastball over. Hiller was taking all the way on that one. Ball three and strike one. Two outs. No one on. We're in the third inning. Giants two, Yankees nothing. The pitch to Hiller. He swings and hits at the second base. Bobby Richardson has it. Flips to first. He's out. Chuck Hiller goes out, second to first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of the first half, the third, the Giants two and the Yankees nothing. Well, the Yankees have great power hitting. We just had a peek at that when Bill Scarron drove one over Willie Mays head in deep center field. And the hitters give a lot of credit to batting coach Wally Moses. He knows what advice to give and when to give it. Here's a sample to Mel Allen.
Wally, seems to me most ballplayers shave the Gillette way.
Sure looks that way in the clubhouse after a game. You see plenty of those easy-shaving, slim, adjustable razors in use.
Well, we go into the bottom of the third inning. It's a 2-0 ball game. The Giants out in front. Whitey Ford will be leading off for the Yankees, followed by Tony Kubek and then Bobby Richardson. Whitey's a left-handed batter. Stepping in to face the right-hander, Marichal. Juan gets ready, and here's the first pitch. Fastball right down the middle. One strike to Whitey. The Yankees have threatened against Marichal. They had two runners on in the first inning. One of them was doubled up at second. Then Scarron was at third base with two outs in the second, but they have not been able to break through in the scoring column. Here's the one strike pitch. Curveball hit hard to right. Theo Keene is there, and he makes the catch. Whitey Ford lined the ball straight to Harvey Keene in right field. Marichal hung a curveball, Joe, right up in his eyes, and Whitey was waiting on it.
Boy, he has a good curveball. He hasn't had it yet this afternoon, George, and whenever you hang that curveball to those pitches, they're going to jump up off the ground with both feet to try to get it, and Whitey ripped it pretty good.
Here's Tony Kubek. Tony drew a walk in the first inning. Marichal ready. The first pitch is a curve. He fouls it back. One strike. 2-0. The Giants are leading. We're in the third inning. One out, no one on. Whitey Ford against Juan Marichal here in the fourth game of the 62 World Series. The Yankees out in front in games, 2-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball, line foul down the left field line. No windup, Joe.
He'll do that. He caught Kubek between swings. He'll go into the big windup, and then when he thinks he can get it by you, as you try to time him, he'll go into the no windup. He doesn't like to see the hitter time his rhythm between pitches, and he'll quick pitch if you're not careful.
Juan ready again. Here it is. Curve inside. This one almost hit him. One ball, two strikes.
George, I might just add here that the toughest part of catching is to find out the pitcher's best pitch, and it's interesting to watch that Howler work. Marichal doesn't have his curveball yet, but he hadn't forgotten about it. He's still probing, hoping he can come up with it for Marichal.
Here it is. High fly ball in the shallow center field. Hiller going out, Mays coming in, and Willie makes the catch. Tony Kubek out on a fly ball to Willie Mays in shallow center field.
Now, you walk out to work a ball game, you know what your pitcher has, but until he makes his first few pitches to a hitter, you really don't know, and it could be that his best pitch isn't what you thought it would be, and you have to probe and search and find, and so far Marichal hadn't had his curveball, but young Howard doing quite a job back there, probing, hoping that he can come up with it. That was the best one he threw so far, the one he just threw Kubek.
Here's Bobby Richardson, takes a fastball up high, one ball, no strikes. Bobby struck out his first time at bat. It's a 2-0 ball game here in the bottom of the third. The Giants out in front. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Outside. He got the slider just off the corner. A ball two and a no-strike count. Whitey Ford started this inning with a line drive to right field. Tony Kubek then fly to center field. the 2-0 pitch. Ball, it's up high. 3-0 to Bobby. In case you missed it, the Giants picked up two in the second on a double by Alou and a homer by Tom Holler. The fastball is in there. 3-1 to Richardson. Each team has two hits. A ball three and a strike one count. Marichal ready. Here it is. Down low, he walked him. Bobby Richardson draws a base on ball. That's the second walk given up by Marichal. That's a runner at first base with two outs, and the batter is Tommy Trash. Tommy lined a single to center field back in the first inning. That was his fifth hit of the series. This youngster having a fine World Series. He's a switch batter, batting left-handed today against the right-hander. Marichal gets set. The pitch to Trash. Outside. Pass ball off the corner. One ball, no strikes. Well, it'll be Ralph Terry for the Yankees here tomorrow afternoon, and Billy O'Dell, a left-hander, pitching for San Francisco. Marichal gets ready. Here's the pitch. A high pop fly into shallow left field. Here's Alou coming in. Should have no trouble with this one. He's got it, and the side's retired. Tom Trash flies to left field. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left. And the score at the end of three, the Giants 2 and the Yankees nothing. He's had four hits in the series. He swings and lines it into right center field. It's going to drop in. Here's Maris coming over. Cuts it off. Mays takes a big turn, but he holds on. He has to hustle back to first as he slips, trying to get back. Willie Mays opens a fourth inning for the Giants with a single in the right center field. So a runner at first with no one out, and the batter will be Philippe Alou. Philippe sent a double down the left field line his first time at bat. He scored the first run of the ball game. Strong right-handed batter. Ford gets that. Here's the pitch. Ball, he got it low. One ball, no strike. Boyer is playing in close at third base. He's about even with the bag. Mays taking a big lead at first base. There's a throw over by Whitey. That was not his good move. More of a token toss just to remind Willie that he's keeping an eye on him. Whitey gets set. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Curveball hit to third base. Boyer goes down to second. One out. Back to first. The double play. Philippe Alou bounces into a fast double play. Boyer to Bobby Richardson. Back to Bielskar. That's two down. And the batter will be Orlando Cepeda.
Usually that first throw that makes the double play, and Boyer gave Richardson a good ball to handle, and it's a good thing because Willie really got in on top of him.
Now Whitey starts his windup, and then he stops. Steps off for a moment. Ready to go. The pitch to Cepeda. Ball, it's inside. One ball or no strikes. Cepeda bounced to the shortstop his first time. The 1-0 pitch. Down low, he got the fastball over, but too low. Ball two, and no strike. Orlando checking with Whitey Lockman at third base to see if the hit sign is on for this 2-0 pitch. I don't think there's much doubt but what it will be. Here's the pitch. Inside, 3-0 to Cepeda.
George, he's been turning them loose on 3-0. Bailey swung it at 3-0 here yesterday, and Cepeda really gave that Lockman a good long look.
Whitey into the windup. The pitch. A swing and a foul. He was swinging on the 3-0. A ball three and a strike one count.
Can't say that the duck has taken the bats out of their hands. He has really given them an opportunity to swing whenever they got that pitcher crippled.
That's right, Joe. They've swung at a lot of 3-0 pitches in this series. Giants leading 2-0. We're in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. He swings and hits a high fly ball to right field. Roger Maris moving in. makes the catch and the side's retired. No runs on one hit. There were no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of the first half, the fourth inning, the Giants 2 and the Yankees nothing. Well, Jack Sanford pitched a great ball game against the Yankees the other day. And today, another fine right-hander, Marichal, doing it. Now, Jack has been a mighty busy guy this season, but Rex Hodges caught him recently for this quick question.
I see you have the Gillette Slim Adjustable Razor, Jack.
That it is, Russ. I thought nothing could beat my original adjustable, but this Slim has done it. It's got better balance, makes shaving easier.
Yes, Jack, the new Slim Adjustable does make shaving easier than ever. It's lighter and longer, slimmer, too, for those hard-to-reach areas like under the nose. And the Gillette Slim is adjustable. Its exclusive precision dial has 9 different settings, and one suits your skin and beard exactly. With the Slim, you get a supply of double-edged Gillette Super Blue blades with edges so keen, so smooth, well, you might think there was no blade in the razor. Right now, as a Gillette World Series special, you get the new Slim with Super Blue blades, plus a 79-cent can of Gillette Foamy, cream of all instant lathers, all for only $1.95. It's a $2.29 value, so you save 34 cents. There's Mickey Mantle to lead off for the Yankees in the fourth inning. Mickey was a strikeout victim his first time at bat. That was back in the first inning. Mantle batting left-handed against the right-hander Marichal. Here's the first pitch. Strike. Fastball over the outside corner. The Giants 2 and the Yankees nothing. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Giants have out-hit the Yankees 3-2. Mantle right down on the end of the bat, waiting. Here's the one strike pitch. Down low. 1-1 to Mantle. Joe Marichal does not seem to be throwing quite as hard today as he did in the playoffs. Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. Haller is still searching and probing. He's mixing them up, I'd say, more than I've ever seen him, George, because he's just not sure yet.
Well, here's the 1-1 pitch. Inside. He pushed him back with a fastball.
It's an easy thing to win a ball game when you've got your real good stuff going for you, and it's an easy thing to catch a pitcher when he has all his pitches and he's got the good stuff. But when he doesn't, and you have to probe and search, that's where the fine line is drawn, and the little hidden thing that the catcher does back there certainly plays an important role. Hegan was great at that.
Marichal ready. The 2-1 pitch. Outside, just off the corner. 3-1 to Mickey Mantle. Marichal doesn't want to walk anybody. He has a 2-run lead, and of course, every time he walks a batter, that brings the potential tying run up to the plate. And the next batter, of course, will be Roger Maris, who has hit a few home runs in his time. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Mantle. Strike! He checked his swing on the fastball. Jim Honacek going up with the right hand. 3-2 to Mickey. Mickey knew that was a strike, but he wanted it a little bit more inside. You could see that was the pitch he wanted to pull out of here, but a little bit on the outside, so he let it go. Here it is. Curveball. He's got it. Mickey Mantle goes down swinging on a good curveball. Three strikeouts for Marichal. One away, and the batter will be Roger Maris. Maris sent a fly ball to Willie Mays his first time. Willie made a good play as he raced into left center to get the fly ball. Rogers had 3 hits in this series. He's been the big RBI man for the Yankees. He's had 4. Boyer's had 3. Marichal ready. Here's the pitch to Maris. A ground ball hit to first base. Cepeda knocks it down, picks it up, steps on the bag, and Maris is out. A hard ground ball right straight to Cepeda. Orlando bobbled it for just a moment and made an easy play out of it. So there's 2 down, and the batter will be Elston Howard. Ellie was out on a good play with a shortstop Pagan his first time up as he knocked down his vicious ground ball, then tossed him out. Marichal looking in. Taking a little time right here. Juan will work fast for a while, and then he'll slow his pitching pace. The pitch to Howard. He swings and misses on a fastball. One strike. This fellow pitches a lot like Don Newcomb, Joe.
When he goes into that big exaggerator windup, and he pretty much like Newcomb that he falls towards the first base side because of his tremendous follow-through. He really puts a lot of effort into it when he goes into the exaggerator one.
Here's the one strike pitch. Curveball outside. One ball, one strike. Marichal has not been missing by much today. A lot of these pitches have just been off the corner, and of course he's been disagreeing a little bit with Hanacek. Not saying anything, just looking in on some of these real close pitches. It's ready to go. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Sidearm curve, he got it over. One ball, two strikes to Howard.
It was almost like a hesitation pitch, George. When he got to the peak of it, he just kind of stopped for maybe a split second and then wheeled it in there.
1-2 to Elston Howard, batting with two outs and no one on. In the fourth inning, the Giants 2 and the Yankees nothing. Marichal taking a little time. Just ready for the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Down low. That'll even the count at 2-2. Kelly has had three hits in this series and seven trips. And his bid for a base hit his first time at bat in this game was spoiled by Pagan. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out on a curveball. Howard goes down swinging. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of four. The Giants, 2, and the Yankees, nothing. Well, Bill Scourin is quite an all-round athlete. Now down at Purdue University, Moose was a football star, just like Minnesota's rookie Bernie Allen. Ray Scott got him in a huddle the other day, and here's what came out with Bernie Allen.
Shower and shave sure picks you up, doesn't it, Bernie?
Sure does. And when you're really bushed, you appreciate Gillette Super Blue Blades all the more. They give you clean, easy shaves and nothing flat. They're the only blades for me.
Well, Super Blues have become a must with millions upon millions of men the world over. Those amazing edges are actually mirror finish, so keen and smooth you almost think there's no blade in your razor. What refreshing shaves you get. Quick, clean shaves you just can't describe. A supply comes with a new streamlined Gillette Slim adjustable razor that's lighter, longer, and more compact. And right now you can get them both. Razor and blades, plus a 79-cent can of Gillette Foamy Instant Lather. It's a World Series special with a $2.29 value, but you pay only $1.95. So you get save 34 cents. Well, at the end of four, it's two runs, three hits, and no errors for the Giants. No runs, two hits, and no errors for the Yankees. Jim Davenport to lead off here in the fifth inning. He swings and fouls it back. One strike. Davenport struck out his first time at bat. He'll be followed by Tom Haller and then Jose Pagan. Whitey Ford against Juan Marichal here in the fourth game of this series. The pitch to Davenport. He swings and bounces it foul down the third baseline. Two strikes to Davenport. The only scoring in this ball game coming back in the second inning. Philippe Alou doubled to left, and Tom Haller hit a 3-2 pitch into the right field seats. Here's a two-strike pitch. Down low. 1-2 to Davenport. Jimmy has two hits and 10 trips. Whitey gets ready. Here's a 1-2 pitch. He swings and hits a bouncing ball to shortstop. Kubek has it. The throw to first. He's out. Davenport goes out, short to first. That's one away, and the batter will be Tom Haller, the catcher. Nice round of applause for Tom as he steps in. He had a two-run homer back in the second inning, but all the scoring in this game. Big left-handed batter. Ford delivers. There's a foul ball behind the plate. One strike. We're in the fifth inning. There's one out with no one on. Ford delivers a slow curve outside. One ball, one strike. Haller hit a 3-2 slider in the second inning for the home run. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Foul ball back on the screen. It was a fastball around the letters. One ball, two strikes. Ford getting a new baseball from Jim Honacek. Checks his sign with Howard. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside, trying to get him to bite at a sweeping curveball. 2-2. Whitey into the windup. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball hit up the middle. It's into center field. Tom Haller hit the curve on the end of the bat over the head of Ford. One hop into center field, and he has his second hit. It's a runner at first base with one out, and the batter will be Jose Pagan.
Whitey let up on that curveball, hoping that he'd get Haller way out in front, but the big guy laid back pretty good at that, even though he didn't hit the ball good. They were swung way around playing him the full. I tell you, he's had a tremendous year for a first-year man.
He's a good-looking ball player, Joe. Not only with the bat, but behind the plate. Here's Pagan, the little shortstop. He bounced to first base his first time. Ford delivers a curve. It's in there. One strike. Boyer is playing in close. You cannot play deep with Pagan at the plate.
And even though there's one out, Dark likes to use the hit and run as a defensive play to stay away from the double play more than the first and third situation. So you can't take for granted that he won't start his man because he'd like to break up the infield for Pagan if possible.
Ford checks his runner, the pitch. Here's a drive into left center. It's in there. Here's Haller around second on his way to third. The throw goes to second base as Pagan lined one hard over the head of the shortstop in the left center field. Oh, the Giants are threatening here in the top of the fifth. They have runners at first and third with only one out. And the batter will be the pitcher, Juan Marichal. Well, it'll be interesting here to see what happens. Well, the Dark will go to the squeeze play. The hit and run to stay out of the double play. Or what might happen?
Nelson Howard out talking to Whitey Ford. And Whitey with a good move at third base. Lockman was over there talking to Haller at third base. And he's reminding him of a couple of things. Don't get picked off. Prime thing. And, of course, if there is a possible play on, you'd have to look for it. Dark likes to use it.
Marichal lined to right field his first time at bat. He's a pretty good hitter. Ford gets set. Here's the pitch. Ball. It's inside. One ball or no strikes. Juan out of the box right now looking to Whitey Lockman at third base. Doesn't want to miss the suicide squeeze if it's on. If that runner is charging in from third base, he wants to be ready to get the bat on the ball. Whitey checking both runners. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Down low. A ball two and a no strike count to Marichal. So far, Marichal has given no indication he was going to bunt the ball. The Yankees are lined up like this. Boyer's in close at third. Kubek is deep at shortstop. He's going for the double play. Richardson is about halfway at second base. And Scowron holds against the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Here's the bunt. Nope. He pulled the bat back on a high pitch. It was not the suicide as Marichal had squared around to bunt and took the pitch up high.
George, he stole that pitch, and it was quite a play by young Marichal. Whitey Ford, once he saw him square around, he speeded up in his delivery, got the ball high, so that the squeeze was on, it'd be a tough ball to bunt. It was not on. He took it, and it ran to count to ball three.
Here's the 3-0 pitch. First strike, he got the fastball over. Juan was taking all the way on this one. A ball three and a strike one count.
I'd be a little careful of this one right here, though. He's in real great shape.
Well, we'll see what happens on this 3-1 pitch.
He may go for a safety, George, where a safety squeeze where he could end up second and third and two outs.
Whitey gets set. He makes a quick throw to third, almost a wild throw. Boyer, a good stop. Whitey whirled and fired to third base. Fowler was back in plenty of time, but almost a wild throw by Ford. The pitch to Marichal. He swings and misses. Foul tipped it right into the mitt of Elston Howard. So it's 3-2. 2-0, the Giants are leading. They're threatening again here in the fifth inning. They have runners at first and third with one out and a full count to the pitcher, Juan Marichal.
He squeezed with Sanford with two strikes, George.
We'll see what happens. Here's the pitch. He's going to bunt. He bunts foul. So Marichal is out. Trying to squeeze on the 3-2 pitch. He fouled the ball back, and it looks like Joey hurt his hand on that one for some reason.
Looks like the man hit him. Now he's going to ask Hanacek about it. Marichal over talking to Hanacek, but he's out. Looked like the ball hit his hand. It's his pitching hand. And he is shaking as he walks back towards the Giant dugout.
It'll be a strikeout. Credited to Whitey Ford. Still runners at first and third. And the batter will be Harvey Keene.
Once again, with two strikes, Elvin Dark with a surprise maneuver tried to execute the squeeze. It didn't work.
The lights are being turned on right now here at Yankee Stadium. Boy, it's a bright, sunshiny afternoon, but you take nothing for granted in this ballpark. And the lights do relieve the shadows a little bit, so they're being turned on. Harvey Keene, the batter. Here's the pitch. Ball down low. One ball or no strikes. Runners at first and third with two outs. The Giants lead the Yankees here in the top of the fifth. 2-0. Whitey checks his runners. The pitch to Keene. Down low. A ball two and a no strike count.
And Howard really gives the base runner third a good look, because you can't take anything for granted with Dark as far as a surprise play, and a double steal is a possibility. And I see George is getting the bullpen ready. Marichal may be hurt.
Whitey ready again. The 2-0 pitch. Down low. 3-0 to Keene. Whitey has a left-handed batter coming up, and he's being mighty careful with Harvey in the spot. Two on, two outs in the fifth inning. A 2-0 ball game. The Giants are out in front.
I think I'd have to throw a double-breaking knuckleball right about now, 3-0, with Hiller coming up next. Dutchman turned them loose, 3-0.
Here's the pitch. Inside, he walked him. Harvey Keene getting nothing at all to get off Whitey Ford in this spot, as Whitey had much rather pitch to the left-handed hitting Hiller than the right-handed batter, Harvey Keene. So the bases are loaded with two outs. And here's Chuck coming on. He has lined to the shortstop and bounced to second in two trips. Tom Fowler is at third base. Jose Pagan at second. Harvey Keene at first base. Action has started in the bullpen for the Giants. It could be that Marichal hurt his hand trying to bunt. The pitch to Hiller. Outside curve breaking down and away. One ball, no strikes. Bob Bolin, a right-hander, is throwing in the bullpen for the Giants. Bob pitched in yesterday's ball game. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Down low. 2-0 to Hiller. Well, lots of times when you walk a batter intentionally or semi-intentionally, you just can't get it over to the next batter. Whitey Ford, behind 2-0 to Chuck Hiller. Goes into the windup. Here it is. Inside. 3-0. Quick throw to third base. Hiller back in town. Whitey Ford, having trouble finding the strike zone here, is behind Chuck Hiller with a ball three and a no strike count. Well, Chuck will be taking all the way on this pitch. Here it is. Strike. He got a fastball. 3-1. He's out of the box right now, checking with Whitey Lachman. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Strike two. Hiller taking all the way. 3-2. The runners will be moving on this pitch. 3-2 and two outs. The base is loaded here in the fifth inning. Whitey Ford ready. The 3-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Two hits, no errors, three men left, and the score at the end of the first half of the fifth inning, the Giants 2, the Yankees nothing. The first half of today's game was brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. The second half of today's game is brought to you by the Chrysler Corporation.
There's a 63 Dodge.
Is that a Dodge?
Yeah. The new Polara 500.
That's a honey.
The 1963 Dodge Polara 500. The dashing dependable. The beautiful way to go in the low-price field. The powerful way to go. Acceleration is amazing. Prove it to yourself at your Dodge dealers. You'll see you get more passenger space, more luggage room, and you'll find more luxury, too, in individually adjustable all-vinyl bucket seats in 10 different interior trim combinations. In convertible or hardtop, the new Polara 500 is one car you'll want to test drive for sure. It's one of the dependables, the 1963 Dodge Polara 500, a product of Chrysler Corporation.
Where quality is engineered into every car.
Well, let's pause 30 seconds here for our station identification.
This is WGY, Schenectady. Is your beverage only half satisfying? Well, then ask yourself this question.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label. It outsells all the rest. The genuine Vichy with the yellow label.
Tastes better tonight.
Bob Bowen has come in, a side-wheeling right-hander, a big hard thrower. Marichal apparently hurt his finger as he attempted to bunt. Say, ask any of the players out here in this World Series, and they'll tell you that physical fitness doesn't just happen, and chances are they started to develop their bodies when they were kids. These athletes are only a small percentage of our population. What about the rest of us? If your children's school doesn't have a program of daily, vigorous physical activity, urge them to start one now. For more information, write to the President's Council on Youth, Washington 25, D.C.
Well, we're getting a new pitcher, as Joe told you, here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be Bob Bolin, a big right-hander, and he'll be given as much time as he needs to get ready because Marichal had to leave with an injury, and so Jim Honachick, the plate umpire, standing off to the left of home plate right now, waiting for Bolin to give him the word when he's ready. Joe, sure. Do you have some information here on Bolin?
I know he's tough on the right-hand hitters, George. They always complain about him, and the big fella's been using relief by Alvin Dark, and once in a while he'd be pitching in batting practice, and those right-hand hitters just not too anxious to get off that bench. He comes from way around third base, and I guess one of the best descriptions you could give is just that he plays good old country baseball, rear back and pump that ball. Not too much science, just throw a lot of strikes with good stuff on it, and I kind of figure that's about as good a system as any.
It is when you can get it over, Joe. And then yesterday out here, he was getting it over. Well, he'll be facing Bill Scourin, the first batter. Cleet Boyer and the pitcher, Whitey Ford. The Giants have two runs on five hits and no errors. And the Yankees have no runs on two hits and they have no errors. All the scoring in this ball game coming back in the second inning. Felipe Alou led off with a double. Cepeda then bounced to the shortstop. Davenport struck out. And with a 3-2 count on Tom Haller, he lined one into the lower deck in the right field seats, and the Giants have a 2-0 lead.
George, with Marichal coming up with the injury to his pitching hand, and of course, there's no such thing as a trivial injury. A hangnail to a knuckleball pitcher or a blister to a curveball pitcher is a very serious injury because he just can't handle a baseball. You just wonder what that will do to the rotation as far as the Giants' pitching is concerned. It's been in real good shape because it's the Yankees who have had to come back with their starter. The Giants started with Marichal, who was making his first start, Ford his second.
But now Marichal is out of the ballgame, and it'll be Bob Bolin who'll have to hold his 2-0 lead.
Well, here's Bill Scarron stepping in. This fellow had a tremendous triple his first time at bat as he hit one over the head of Willie Mays in deep center field. The ball bounced against the fence 457 feet away. That was the first hit of the series for the Moose. Bolin gets ready. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it off. This one going back in the upper deck. One strike. Scarron, Boyer, and Ford will be the Yankee batters here in the fifth inning. Moose right down on the end of the bat, waiting. Just a one-strike pitch. Ground ball hit deep into the hole. Pagan has it. The long throw to first. He is safe at first base. Scarron dived into the bag at first. I don't believe he's hurt, but he was trying to get there as fast as he could. He bounced the ball between third and short. Pagan racing over, got it on the big hop, had to turn to make the long throw to first. Not in time to get Scarron. That's his second hit.
George, I don't think there's any doubt about it, but the big surprise of the series so far has been the range of Pagan. He's just been tremendous out there. He took a base hit away from Howard, and a ball now hit the hole by Scarron. He just about had him at first base.
Here's Cletus Boyer. He swings and hits a high fly ball that is curving foul. Going to be out of play over behind the Giant dugout. One strike to Boyer. Cleats 0 for 1 in this game. He flied to right field his first time at bat. It's a 2-0 ball game. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Giants are out in front. Scarron at first base with no one out. Bolin gets set. Here's the pitch. Strike two. He got the fastball over. Boyer was ready to bunt. Pulled the bat back and got the call strike. Davenport was playing deep at third base, and Boyer was going to take advantage of it. Cleats had two hits in the series. He swings and hits one up the middle. It's into center field. Here's Scarron around second. He's going for third. Here's Mays. Throwing into second base. Willie started to go to third with it, then held up and threw it into second. Well, back-to-back singles here in the fifth inning. And the Yankees have runners at first and third with no one out. Well, the Yankees threatening here in the bottom of the fifth. They trail in this ball game 2-0. Two on, no one out. There's action in the bullpen for the Giants, but we cannot see the bullpen from here. The pitch to Ford. He swings and pops it up behind the plate. This will be out of play. One strike to Whitey.
Crosetti, he'll be talking to Scarron going over the play. He wants him to come in on the ground ball to get away from the double play, if at all possible. Although it's short and third, they're laying back. Davenport's in close to third, and Cepeda, of course, is holding the base runner close at first base.
Bob Bolin taking a little time right now. Gets his sign. Now he makes a token toss over to first base. Boyer's at first base. Scarron at third with no one out. The Giants lead 2-0. The pitch to Ford is a ground ball to first base. Here's a throw now by Cepeda to third. They've got the runner Scarron trapped between third and home. They're running him down and he's tagged out. The other runners move up.
They picked up the big bases, George. They got exactly what they wanted, and a little bit of a bonus as Boyer raced all the way around to third base when Davenport had to chase Scarron towards home, and Whitey Ford, trailing the play, picked up second. So now they've got second and third with only one out. The double play situation has been removed. The sacrifice fly picked up a big run, and the base hit ties it up. So the Yankees, with the ground ball, picked up actually three bases in the process.
Runners at second and third with one out. Giants leading 2-0. Tony Kubek, the batter. Cepeda almost made a wild throw to third. Davenport had to scoop it out of the dirt. Here's Kubek. He's 0 for 1 in this game. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit to the third baseman. It gets away from Davenport. Everybody's going to be safe. No run coming in.
The runner at third base, Boyer, had to hold on, as Davenport would have been ready to make a play on him. So the bases are loaded with one out, as Jimmy Davenport was fined a short hop. The ball off the bat of Kubek, and it got away from him. He had to make it on an in-between play. So Bobby Richardson will step in with the bases loaded and one out. Bobby's 0-for-1 in this game. Here's Boland's first pitch. Ground ball foul down the first base line. Bobby checked his swing. Yankees have the bases loaded with one out. The Giants lead 2-0. Richardson waiting. Boland ready. Here's the pitch. He swings and hits a ground ball to the second baseman. Hiller steps on the bag, throws to first, the double play. One is Hiller near the bag at second. He stepped on second, flipped to first in time for the double play. No runs on two hits, one error in the inning, two men left, and the score at the end of five, the Giants 2 and the Yankees nothing. Well, some fine pitching by Bob Bolin there in a jam in the fifth inning as the Yankees had runners at first and third with no one out, and he pitched out of it without a run. It's 2-0, the Giants lead as we go into the sixth inning. Willie Mays will lead off, followed by Philippe Alou and then Orlando Cepeda. Big sign on the scoreboard says Marichal injured his right index finger trying to bunt. The pitch to Mays is a ground ball to the shortstop. Kubek has it to flip the first. He's out.
Willie Mays goes out. Short to first. One away. And the batter will be Philippe Alou. Alou has had a double in two trips today. He doubled and scored a run in the second inning, hit into a double play in the fourth inning. Ford gets ready. The first pitch, strike, a fastball in at the knees. The Giants have 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error. Yankees, no runs on 4 hits, and they have no errors. Here's the one strike pitch. Slow curve. All the way around and lost his helmet on that one. We're in the top of the sixth inning. There's one out with no one on. 2-0, the Giants lead. Ford gets ready. The two-strike pitch. Inside. One ball, two strikes. All the scoring in this game coming back in the second inning on a 2-run homer by Tom Haller, the catcher for the Giants. Whitey checks the sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He swings and hits a bouncer to short. Kubek has it. A long throw to first. He's out. Philippe Alou goes out. Kubek to Scarron. That's two down, and the batter will be Cepeda. Orlando bounced to the shortstop in the second inning. In the fourth inning, he flied to right field. Here's the pitch. Curveball hit on the ground to first base. Scarron has it. Steps on the bag, and Cepeda is out. The Giants go out. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of the first half of the sixth inning, the Giants 2 and the Yankees nothing.
Will you look at that one? What kind is it? That, my friend, is a 63 Dodge. I'll take it.
The dependable 1963 Dodge, the beautiful way to go in the low-price field. Dodge is a full 6 inches longer than last year, with a broader, lower hood, a canopied roof that extends over the rear window to protect you from the rays of the sun, a longer, deeper trunk. And the 63 Dodge is richly tailored inside. Interior cloth fabrics are made of 100% nylon warp. Steering wheels match 33 different trim color combinations. Inside, outside, in every detail, the new Dodge is the beautiful way to go in the low-price field. See them at your Dodge dealers, the 1963 Dodge Dependables, a product of Chrysler Corporation.
Where quality is engineered into every car.
Now we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Giants are out in front by a score of 2-0. Tom Trash will be the leadoff man for the Yankees. He'll be followed by Mickey Mantle and then Roger Maris. Bob Bowen doing the pitching for the Giants. He came on in the fifth inning, pitching in place of Juan Marichal, the starting pitcher. Juan injured his finger, attempting a bunt. Trash has had a single and two trips in this ballgame. Here's the first pitch. He tries to bunt, but he missed it. One strike. Tommy was going to drag one down the first baseline. He's a switch hitter. Batting left-handed against Bolin. Well, time is called here, Joe. That looks like Billy O'Dell going to the bullpen.
That's exactly who it is, George. And I just wonder if he's going to loosen up for his game tomorrow or if Alvin's going to use him today. But at any rate, time is called as O'Dell rushes to the bullpen and deep left center field.
A one-strike count to Tom Trash. Bolin ready. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. Strike two. This fellow Bolin has thrown nothing but strikes since coming on. He's got a strike two count on about four batters. Taking a little time now as he looks in. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. This will be out of play. It's coming back in the upper deck. Still strike two.
Even with a two-strike, no-ball count, George, he's around that plate. He's not wasting any to where they can't swing.
A 2-0 ball game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Giants lead the Yankees. The pitch to Tom Trash. He swings and misses. That's one away, and the batter will be Mickey Mantle. Mickey's 0-for-2 in this game. He struck out both times. Howler moving out to the mound once again, saying something to Bolin. Probably reminding him how they plan to pitch Mickey today. This will be Bolin's first time to face Mickey.
If he continues the same pattern, it'll be strength against strength. Mantle, a good fastball hitter against Bolin, who has been throwing nothing but fastballs.
Here's the first pitch. Change of pace outside. One ball, no strike. The Giants are deep and around to the right for Mickey. Strong left-handed batter against the right-hander. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Another changeup. It's outside. Ball two and a strike. The first two changeups, Joe, we've seen. He's been burning the fastball, but against Mickey, he has gone to the change of pace.
Marichal had struck Mantle out twice with the slow curveball, so trying to get him with the slow stuff, Bolin has missed and missed badly.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball. It's inside. 3-0 to Mickey. Roger Maris is in the on-deck circle. The Giants leading 2-0. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bolin taking a little time as he looks in. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Strike. He got a fastball in around the knees. Ball three in strike one. One out with no one on here in the sixth inning. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Outside, another changeup, and Mantle draws a base on ball. So the Yankees have a runner at first base, one out, and Roger Maris the batter. Roger has flied to center and bounced to first base in two trips. The attendance, just being announced here today, 66,607. 66,607 here today. Bolin comes to a set position. The pitch to Maris. A foul ball down the left field line. It's been curving back into the crowd. One strike. Well, I know it's tough on those fielders, Joe, because some of these foul balls, when they leave the bat,
have to take a double look at them to find them.
His white shirt don't help any too much.
Here's the pitch. Strike two. Fastball. Right around the knees. Two strikes to Roger Maris. This has been a familiar pitching pattern for Bob Bolin as he is getting two quick strikes over to most of these batters. Checks his runner at first base. Now he makes a throw to first. Mickey back in time. Maris getting out of the box for just a moment. Here's the pitch. Outside, and that one was close. One ball, two strikes. What an amazing thing to see these pitchers keeping that ball on the outside part of the plate to these big left-handed batters. Maris, Mantle, looking for something on the inside they can pull into these right field seats. They're just not getting it from the giant pitchers. There's another throw to first, just a token toss, reminding Mantle that he's keeping an eye on him. Bolin gets set. Here's the pitch. Outside again. 2-2 to Maris. Mantle at first base. One out here in the sixth inning. The Giants lead 2-0.
Hasn't been much nicking or shooting for the corners. Bolin has just been trying to get that fastball the outside part of the plate. That's the only spot he wants, and he's got a good one.
Here's another throw to first base. Mickey back. A ground ball to shortstop here would be a base hit. There is nobody in the shortstop position. Davenport is wide of the bag at third. He's between third and short. The pitch to Maris. Way outside with it, but almost got by the catcher. 3-2 to Maris. Now we'll check Mantle to see if he's moving on this pitch. 3-2 with one out. Bob Bolin got two quick strikes on Roger Maris. Now he's missed with the next three.
He's done it with his fastball. The only pitch he's been able to get in the strike zone has been his fastball.
Bob taking a little time as he checks his runner. The pitch. Down low. He walks him. Roger Maris draws a walk. So the Yankees have two on with one out, and here's Al Dark racing out of the dugout. Bolin has been in a lot of trouble since coming into this game. Yankees threatened in the fifth inning. They had runners at first and third with no one out. Later, the bases loaded with one out and failed to score. And here in the sixth inning, they have runners at first and second with one out.
Judge, that base on balls will make that manager do cartwheels at any time, but in that sixth, seventh, and eighth, and ninth inning especially, that's when that base on balls will really make them jump up and down in that dugout.
Dart came out of there like a jack out of the box. Elston Howard, the batter. Bolin ready. Here's the pitch. He swings and bounces it foul. This one rolling behind the plate. One strike. Kelly has bounced to the shortstop and struck out in two trips. Pagan made a great play on him back in the second inning as he drilled one up the middle. Jose raced over, knocked it down, recovered in time to get him at first base. A one strike count. Mantle at second base, Maris at first. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. And coming back into the crowd.
The outfield defense against Howard is a bit unique in that Felipe Lewis pretty much straight away, maybe even shading towards the left field line, while Mays, with a two-strike count, has taken a couple more steps over towards right center, thinking that Howard will probably cut down on his swing with a two-strike count. There's a lot of room in left center field.
Bolin gets set. The pitch to Howard. He swings and hits a fly ball into right center. Harvey Keene is over there. Makes the catch. Mantle tagged up but held on. Elston Howard flying to Keene, so there's two out. And the batter will be Bill Scarron. Scarron has had two hits and two trips. He tripled in the second, singled in the fifth. Giants leading 2-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Yankees have two on with two outs. Moose, a big right-handed batter, right down the end of the bat. Bolin delivers. He swings and misses. Fastball around the letters. One strike. Tom Tresh opened this inning by striking out. Mantle and Maris both walked. Elston Howard has just flied to Keene in right field.
misses the pitch to Scarron. It hit his bat, so it's off to the right. Moose was trying to get out of the way on an inside fastball. So it's strike two. All the scoring in this ball game coming back in the second inning. A two-run homer off the bat of Tom Haller of the Giants. Bob Bolin checks the runners. Here's the pitch. Ball way up high with a fastball. One and two to Moose. Two on, two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Giants have out-hit the Yankees 5-4. Bolin takes a little time, gets the sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ball, it's up high. Two and two to Moose Scarron.
Haller is having just a bit of trouble picking up that ball on the two-strike, no-ball count. The high-inside pitch he caught in his weapon, and this one he caught in his weapon. You could see as he walked out in front of home plate that he was just kind of taking a personal inventory to just kind of settle down a bit. Giants were complaining after the ball game yesterday about the people in center field, a tough background to hit and catch.
Here's a 2-2 pitch. Inside, a fastball that pushed him back. 3-2 to Scarron. That means the runners will be moving. They have a large curtain here in center field that they leave up during the regular season when they don't have these big crowds, but with a capacity house, they have to let the curtain down so that people can see the ball game through that. And that gives a bad background for the batters as they're looking into a bunch of white shirts out there today. Bolin set. Here's the 3-2 pitch. He swings and hits the ground ball. It's in the left field. There's a run coming in. Harris on his way to third. He'll hold up. Scarron hit a ground ball just out of the reach of Pagan in the left field. And it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Giants. Routine ground ball by Scarron just out of the reach of Pagan. Jose, an all shortstop, plays Scarron well over towards the bag at second because he hits a lot in the right field. For most batters, it would have been a routine play, but Pagan just couldn't get it. He dived for the ball, trying to knock it down to save the run, but it went in the left field. So it's a 2-1 game. Runners at first and third, two outs, and here's Cleet Boyer. Bolin delivers. He swings and lines at the left field. Between third and short in the left. Merritt scoring. Scarron stops at second. It's all tied at 2-2. And, Joe, I think we're going to get a pitching change.
Looks that way. Alvin Dodge is out there. And, George, how many times have you heard it on the bench? I know I've heard it a zillion times. I've had to try to explain it a few million times about the base on balls from the fifth inning on. And they've come home to really haunt here. As the base on balls to Mantle and the base on balls to Roger Maris, the two runs are up on that scoreboard. And Don Larson is coming in to pitch here for the San Francisco Giants. Big Don making his way in. Alvin Dodge is still on the mound waiting for Larson. Tom Haller is out there along with Bob Bolin. So it's all tied up here. 2-2. The base on balls have come home. And while Larson gets to the mound, we'll pause right now. 30 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady. You know, it takes a special something extra to be a major league ball player, or anything else that rates as the very best. Take Saratoga Vichy, for instance. Saratoga's naturally good, naturally lively spring fresh flavor adds that extra snap and extra sparkle to every drink. In fact, Saratoga Vichy has such extra tantalizing flavor, well, it's delicious all by itself. Next time you get that great big thirst, enjoy the extra satisfaction you get only from Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label.
Coming on to pitch here in the sixth inning, the Yankees have tied the score. 2-2, they have runners at first and second. Two out. Whitey Ford is scheduled to be the batter, but you hear the tremendous roar going up here in the stadium, and Yogi Berra is coming out of the dugout to bat for Whitey Ford. Yogi played in the second game of this World Series, replacing Elston Howard, who injured his wrist sliding home in the first game. That's the only action Yogi has seen in the series. He'll be coming on to bat. Two outs in this ball game, all tied at 2-2.
Larson relies heavily on his slider, and Yogi, a good inside hitter. And look at that infield, George, playing way back on the right side, hoping to knock that ball down to prevent Scala from scoring.
Don Larson looking in. This fellow was in the ball game out here yesterday for the Giants. The pitch to Berra. Ball outside. One ball and a strike. Well, as Joe told you, there's an old saying in baseball. Every time you walk a batter, he'll come around to score. Bob Bolin walked two batters here in the sixth, and they both scored, Mantle and Maris. Singles off the bat of Scourin and Boyer, driving in the runs. Larson checks his runners. The pitch to Berra. He swings and fouls it off. This one going into the upper deck beyond the Giant dugout. One ball, one strike. The Yankees 2 and the Giants 2. We're in the sixth inning. Juan Marichal started this game for San Francisco. He injured his finger in the fifth inning. He had to leave. Bob Bolin came on in the fifth. And now Don Larson relieving him here in the sixth inning. And we just received word that Billy Odell, a left-hander, has been throwing in the bullpen. Billy is scheduled to pitch tomorrow for the Giants, but he's throwing today. Jim Coates is throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. Ball two and strike one. We'll be getting a new pitcher for the Yankees in the seventh inning. It's a 2-1 count to Yogi Berra. Boyer's at first base, Scourin at second with two outs. All tied at 2-2. Larson taking a lot of time. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Curveball is up high, way up high. 3-1 to Berra. Yogi out of the box, checking with Garcetti. But I would imagine it's just routine, Joe. The green light is on.
Listen, I think if Garcetti would give him the same sign, Yogi's going to a dead faint right in the batter's box, George.
I think he just looked out of curiosity to see what was going on down at third base.
Kind of probably winked at Garcetti and said, yeah, okay, Crow.
Yogi right down on the end of the bat, waiting. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Curveball. Did he swing? He did. Yogi doesn't like to call on it. He whirled and said something to Onichek.
He wanted to know why, whether it was a call strike or whether he swung at it. Yogi started to swing, and Larson came up with quite a pitch, a right up curveball. Yogi, you could see, was looking for the fastball. He about left his shoes and tried to hold up, and Onichek called it a strike.
You know, that was a big pitch for Larson, because now, after he curved him on the 3-1, Yogi don't know on the 3-2. He might throw another curve, change up, anything.
He's got him thinking, all right.
Well, the runners will be moving, that's for sure. 3-2 and two outs. Larson ready. Here it is. Curveball. It's outside. Berra draws a base on ball, so the bases are loaded. With two outs, and the batter will be Tony Kubek. Tony has walked, flied to center, and safe on an error. He's 0 for 2 officially. The Yankees have picked up two here in the sixth inning. It's all tied at 2-2. They're still pressing with the bases loaded. Larson, a big right-hander, looking in to get the sign. The pitch to Kubek. He swings and misses on a curveball. One strike. Tony's a tall, slender left-handed batter.
spent most of this season in the Army, getting out in early August. A one strike count. Giants straight away, not too deep. Here's the pitch. He swings. For the Yankees in the seventh inning. Yogi Berra batting for Whitey Ford. Ford cannot be the losing pitcher in this game, and he could be the winning pitcher if the Yankees should pick a run up here and stay in front. Larson ready. Here it is. Outside. That's ball, low and away. One ball, two strikes. Berra's at first base. Boyer at second. Scowron at third with two outs. One ball, two strikes, two back. Tony waiting on Larson. Here's the pitch. Curveball hit on the ground to the second base. The fielder cuts it off. Here's the throw to Larson. He got it. Keller was ready to field that one. The fielder cut in front of him. Cut it off on the big hop. Turned and threw to Larson. Inbound for the out on Kubek. Two runs in the inning on two hits. No error, three men left, and the score at the end of six, the Yankees two and the Giants two.
Have you heard about the automobile industry's first five-year or 50,000-mile warranty?
5 years? 50,000 miles?
That's right. It's the warranty now offered on 1963 Chrysler Corporation cars.
What does it cover?
It covers the powertrain of your car, the expensive parts to repair or replace.
Sounds terrific.
It's the most significant warranty ever offered on an automobile. Your dealer will be glad to explain his new warranty, another first from Chrysler Corporation. Stay tuned for details later in this game.
Well, at the end of six, the Yankees have two runs on six hits and no errors. The Giants have two runs on five hits and they've made one error. The error did not contribute to the scoring in this ball game, although it put the Giants in a hole back in the fifth inning. We're getting a new pitcher for the Yankees here in the seventh inning. It'll be Jim Coates, the tall, slender right-hander. Whitey Ford going out for the pinch batter in the bottom of the sixth inning. Berra batted for him and drew a walk. Now, while we're waiting for Coates to take his warm-up tosses, let's pause 30 seconds here for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady. You know, it takes a special something extra to be a major league ball player or anything else that rates as the very best. Take Saratoga Vichy, for instance. Saratoga's naturally good, naturally lively spring fresh flavor adds that extra snap and extra sparkle in every drink. In fact, Saratoga Vichy has such extra tantalizing flavor, it's delicious all by itself. Next time you get that great big thirst, enjoy the extra satisfaction you get only from Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label.
Tom Heller and the shortstop, Jose Pagan.
Sure, it's just a crazy thought. With Coach coming out of the bullpen, I wonder who's the captain now. Bud Daly and Marshall Bridges, they got a big thing going out there in that bullpen. Who's the captain? Coach is out of there now.
They might have had an election. One vote for Daly and one for Bridges. It's all tied in 1-1. Here's Davenport. He struck out his first time at bat. Bounced to the shortstop in the fifth inning. He's 0 for 2. Coach gets ready, and the first pitch is a curve up high. One ball, no strike. The Giants got two in the second. The Yankees tied it with two in the sixth. Jim taking the long look in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball is down low. A ball two and a no-strike count. Well, the starting pitchers have departed the scene. Juan Marichal for the Giants and Whitey Ford for the Yankees. Pitchers of record right now, Jim Coates for the Yankees and Don Larson for the Giants. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Ball, it's inside, so it's 3-0 to Davenport. The big catcher, Tom Heller, is in the on-deck circle. Top of the seventh inning. No one out, no one on. Coates gets ready. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Strike. He got a fastball over. Davenport, of course, taking all the way on that one. He's trying to work work his way on there. A ball three and a strike one count. The lights have been on here at Yankee Stadium since about the third inning. Here's the pitch. Ball way in. He almost hit him with a 3-1 pitch. Davenport on the walk. Bring up the catcher, Tom Holler. Tom's had two hits and two trips. He had a two-run homer in the second inning. Single in the fifth inning. Boy, the third baseman has moved into the mound for a short conversation with Coates. Boyer's in close, but I would imagine the Yankees are not looking for the bunt. Here's a strike. Fastball over the outside corner. With the eighth and ninth place hitters coming up for the Giants. Boyer is just being careful, and he is in close. Kubek and Richardson playing back. Scarron holds against the runner at first base. Jim checks his runner. Here's the pitch. Slow curve hit on the ground. It is foul. Scarron fielded the ball, stepped on the bag. He was going to throw down to second. Al Varlick said it was just outside the line. That was a tailor-made double play for Scarron. But he reached across the line, so it's a strike two count. Jose Pagan is waiting in the on-deck circle. Giants batting in the seventh inning. This game all tied at 2-2. Here's the pitch to Holler. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got the fastball by him around the knees. One away, and the batter will be Pagan, but Jose is going back to the dugout. Whether we're getting a pinch batter for him or not.
Matty Alou is at the bat right, George. He has gone to his helmet, and he's trying to find a bat, so it looks like it'll be Matty Alou, the little left-handed batter, to come in to bat for Pagan, while Boyer and Elson Howard have a little bit of a conference on the mound with the Jim Coates. And Howard and Coates, you can bet, just reassuring each other as to how they will pitch to Matty Alou, who will be the pinch hitter coming out of the Giant dugout.
Matty Alou, left-handed hitting batter, coming on here with a runner at first base and one out. Matty got into yesterday's ball game.
Remember in yesterday's ball game, Boyer was playing in on the grass and wide at third base, and it was Alou who tried to slap one by him right to Boyer, and Boyer had to wait for Bobby Richardson to come on over because Richardson, as he is right now, is protecting that hole between first and second. Scarron has to hold the base runner close.
There's a quick throw to first base. Davenport back in time. Marshall Bridges, a left-hander, is throwing in the bullpen for the Yankees. Here's the pitch to Alou. Curve, it's in the dirt. Howard makes a nice stop. He blocked the ball and rolled out in front of the plate. No chance for Davenport to move up. One ball, no strike. Davenport opened this inning with a walk. Tom Holler, that was a strikeout victim. And now Matty Alou, a left-handed batter, coming on for Jose Pagan. Boyer is playing about six or seven steps in front of the bag at third base. He's right in on the grass, practically shaking hands with Alou, protecting against the bunt. Matty, a very fast base runner. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Foul ball down the left field line. It's Matty, Joe, as you said, trying to slap that ball by Boyer at third base.
Boyer, in addition to, I'm sure, George, checking against the bunt is challenging Alou by coming in, just tempting him to hit that way, daring him more or less. And he got away with it yesterday. He's right in on the grass.
Jim Coates trying to get him out here in the seventh inning. Giants 2 and the Yankees 2. A runner at first base with one out. Coates gets that. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. Ball two and strike one. Matty taking a little time now as he takes a couple of turns around the batter's box. In case you joined us late, the Giants got two runs in the second inning. The Yankees picked up two in the sixth. Giants now batting in the seventh inning. Jim Coates pitching in relief of Whitey Ford. Here's the 2-1 pitch. He swings and misses. Ball. 2-2 to Matty Alou. Sort of a war of nerves going on here between Alou and Coates. Matty taking a lot of time between pitches. As he gets ready, then Coates is off the rubber.
Boy, you're checking with the dugout as to where they want him to play. He just dropped back and wide of the bag.
Jim gets set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball down the left field line by Boyer. It's going to be trouble. There's Alou on his way to second. Davenport to third base, and he'll hold up at third. It's Matty Alou. Bounce one by Boyer at third base down the left field line. And the Giants have runners at second and third with one out.
George, with two strikes, he dropped back and went wide on instructions from the dugout, and that's where Matty Alou hit it between Boyer and the bag. And looks like Ed Bailey is coming out of the Giants dugout. He'll be the pinch hitter for the pitcher Larson.
You're right, Joe. Here's Ed Bailey coming out, swinging a couple of bats. He's going to be batting for Don Larson. And the Giants are threatening here in the seventh inning. Two on with one out. There's Ralph House, the Yankee manager, bouncing out of the dugout. He might bring a left-hander on, Joe.
He's had him warming up, and he waited until Bailey was announced before he came out of that dugout, and the way he's walking out there. He's going to make a move, George. He's indicated he wants the left-hander to be brought in, and Marshall Bridges has been warming up.
Jim Coates is leaving the ball game, and we're going to get a new pitcher.
As far as the Giants are concerned with the right-handed pinch hitter, just a couple of them. Bob Niemann is still on the bench. John Orsino, a catcher, is still on the bench. If they use his pinch hitter. A lot of wheels spinning here. We're all tied up here. 2-2. The Yankees, two runs and six hits, no errors, while the Giants have two runs, six hits, and one error. For Don, a pinch hitter was used for him. That's the key spot. And Matty Alou came through. Davenport opened with that base on balls. And there it is again, George. That's Cartwheel Charlie. Boy, they'll spin those managers quicker than anything I know.
That base on balls is at third base right now with one out. Matty Alou is down at second. And Marshall Bridges, the left-handed pitcher, is coming on here in the seventh inning. Bailey has gone back to the dugout. So more than likely, we're going to get a right-handed pinch hitter in place of Bailey. Joe told you Bob Niemann is over there. And it's going to be Burley Bob. He's bouncing out of the dugout. A couple of war clubs. Davenport opened this inning with a walk. Tom Haller then struck out. Matty Alou batting for Pagan. After getting two strikes on him, bounced a ground ball between Boyer and the bag into the corner in left field, sending Davenport to third. Alou winding up at second base. And Bailey was announced as the pinch batter for Larson. That brought out manager Ralph Hout, who wants a left-handed pitcher. He's brought him on, Marshall Bridges. And with a switch in pitching here, Al Dart has brought a right-handed batter on, Bob Niemann, to face the left-hander. So we'll watch to see how the Yankees play this. This game all tied at 2-2. And Hout, of course, does not want to give up a run here if he can help it. In the early part of the ball game, he might play his infield back and give up a run. But here, in the seventh inning, runs are very precious. Here's the announcement coming over the PA system that Bob Niemann, number 20, will be batting for Ed Bailey. And Bailey, who made the long trip in from the bullpen to the bench, now is going back to the bullpen, where he'll still be available to warm up the pitchers. Well, Bridges has completed his warm-up tosses. We're ready to go. See, Boyer is playing in close at third base. Scarron is in close at first. And they're going to give the intentional pass to Niemann. That was the reason for the delay. Niemann is going to be walked intentionally. They want to pitch to Harvey Keene here. So it's a possible double play at any base. Bridges getting ready. There's ball four outside, and Niemann is given the intentional pass.
bases loaded and one out.
Ernie Bowman is coming in to run for Bob Niemann. Ernie Bowman, an infielder, will replace Bob Niemann at first base as the fence runner. They've got pretty good speed on the bases, with Bowman at first base, the fence runner for Niemann, Manny Lewis second, and Davenport at third base. One out and Harvey Keene.
Oh, Harvey Keene stepping in. The base is loaded, one out. The ball game all tied at 2-2. Here's the pitch to Keene. Ball, it's down low. One ball and a strike. Boyer is in close at third. Rest of the infield back. They're going for the double play on Keene. Marshall getting ready. Here's the pitch to Keene. High pop fly on the infield. Boyer at third base is calling for it. The infield flyer rule is in effect, and Boyer makes the catch. Harvey Keene pops to the third baseman. Well, there's two outs, and the batter will be Chuck Hiller, the second baseman. Chuck's 0 for 3 in this game, all against Whitey Ford. He lined to the shortstop, bounced to second, and struck out with the bases loaded in the fifth inning. So Bridges relieves the situation a little bit for the Yankees, hitting Keene on the pop-up. Now he's facing the left-handed hitting second baseman. Here's the pitch. Hiller swings and misses. He tried to check it, but Hunter checks that he'd gone too far. One strike. Jim Bouton, a right-hander, and Arroyo, a left-hander, throwing for the Yankees in the bullpen. Here's the pitch to Hiller. Way outside, a nice stop by Elston Howard. One-handed pickup. One ball, one strike. The Giants have loaded the bases here in the seventh inning. There's two outs. Marshall Bridges trying to get him out. Checks his sign with Elston Howard. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He swings it a long barrel to right field. It's well hit. Mears back at the fence. It's gone.
So Alvin Darker is not worried about tomorrow. He's going to win them one at a time.
Well, it's 6 runs on 7 hits and 1 error for the Giants. The Yankees have 2 runs on 6 hits and they have no errors. A grand slammer by the rookie second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Here's the changes coming over the PA system. Bowman batting ninth and playing shortstop. Alou, of course, playing right field, will have to bat in the number 8 position as he batted far for gone. And Billy O'Dell will bat in the catcher's position. Here's the pitch to Bobby Richardson. He bunts, it's foul, coming back into the stands. One strike. Richardson, Trash, and Mantle will be the Yankee batters here in the seventh inning. They trail by 4 in this ballgame.
Odell was the starting pitcher in the first ball game for the Giants. Delivers, here's a fly ball, hit to right. Alou going over, he's there, makes the catch. Bobby Richardson flies to Alou in right field. One out, and the batter will be Tom Trash. Tom will be batting right-handed against the left-hander Odell. Tom has had one hit today in three trips. Billy Reddy delivers. Ball, it's inside. One ball, no strikes. A big four-run seventh inning has put the Giants in front. They broke the 2-2 deadlock. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Strike, he got a fastball over. 1-1 to Trash. He'll be followed by Mickey Mantle. Giants have out-hit the Yankees 7-6. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip right into the mitt of Haller. One ball and two strikes. All the Giants scoring in this ball game coming on home runs. Tom Haller had a two-run homer in the second inning. And Chuck Hiller, the grand slam home run in the seventh. Odell looking in. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Down low. That'll even the count at 2-2. We're in the bottom of the seventh, one out with no one on. Odell shaking off his arm before he gets one he likes. Here it is. High pop fly down the right field line. Here's a Lou and Hiller there, and Hiller makes the catch. Just outside the line in foul territory, Chuck Hiller racing in front of Matty Alou to make the catch after the bat of Tom Trash. It's two down, and the batter will be Mickey Mantle. Mickey has struck out twice and walked today. He walked and scored the first Yankee run in the sixth inning. Odell delivers a fastball. He pops it up on the infield. Cepeda at first base is calling for it. He's got it on the standard card. Mickey Mantle pops to first base. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of seven full innings of play, the Giants 6 and the Yankees 2. Here's Cepeda to lead off in the eighth inning. He bounces it foul. Correction, Felipe Alou leading off here in the eighth inning. A 6-2 ball game. The Giants out in front. Marshall Bridges doing the pitching for the Yankees. The pitch to Alou. Curve ball. He hits it on the ground to second base. Bobby Richardson has it to throw to first. He's out. Alou goes out. Second to first. That'll bring up Cepeda. Orlando's 0-3 in this game. Bounced to short, fly to right, and bounced to the first baseman. 6-2. Giants lead the Yankees in the eighth inning. Bridges delivers. Ball, it's down low. One ball, no strikes. Cepeda right down on the end of the bat, waiting. The pitch. There's a high pop fly. It'll be out of play. So coming back in the upper deck. One ball, one strike. One out with no one on. We're in the eighth inning. Giants got two in the second. The Yankees tied it with two in the sixth. And Chuck Hiller's grand slam home run in the seventh inning put the Giants in front. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A swing and a foul. This one coming back to the screen. One ball, two strikes. Jim Davenport is in the on-deck circle for the Giants. Bridges ready. The pitch. He swings and misses. Cepeda strikes out. That's two away. And the batter will be Jimmy Davenport. Jimmy's 0-2 officially. Struck out in the second. Bounced to the shortstop in the fifth. And he walked in the seventh inning. The first pitch. Down low. He checked his swing. One ball, no strikes. Giants 6 and the Yankees 2 here in the 8th inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Down low. Scooped out of the dirt by Elston Howard. Ball 2 and no strikes. Bridges had the bases loaded with one out in the 7th. He got the ever-dangerous Harvey Keene on a pop-up to the infield. But then Chuck Hiller hit an inside fastball deep into the lower deck in right field. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Strike. He got the curveball over. A ball 2 and a strike 1 count. Davenport was looking for the fast one there. Bridges ready. The pitch. Ground ball foul. Down the third baseline. 2-2 to Davenport. Oh, and hit the tarp and skipped up into the seats. What a souvenir baseball for a youngster. A ball 2 and a strike 2 count. Bridges gets ready. Here's the pitch. Down low, he got the curve in the dirt. 3-2. Bridges checks the sign. The pitch to Davenport. Outside, he walked him. Jimmy Davenport draws a walk. He'll put a runner at first base with 2 outs. And the batter will be Tom Haller, the catcher. Tom's 2-for-3 in this game. He had a 2-run homer in the 2nd inning, singled in the 5th, and he struck out in the 7th inning. Tall left-handed batter. The pitch. Strike a fastball at the knees. Yankees deep and around to the right for Haller. Bridges gets set. The pitch. Down low. 1-1. Scourin holds against the runner at first base. Everybody else back on the infield. Bridges gets set. Here's the pitch. Strike 2. He checked his swing. Last ball caught the outside corner. 1-2. Bridges is a fast worker. He just looks in, gets the sign, he's ready. Here's the pitch. He stuck him out. The curve down low, and Haller goes down swinging. No runs, no hits, no errors, 1 man left, and the score at the end of the first half, the 8th inning, the Giants 6 and the Yankees 2.
Dad, there's one now.
One what?
The new compact Dodge Dart.
Oh, it'll build seat that.
It's the new family-sized, family-priced compact, the 1963 Dodge Dart, one of the Dodge dependables, featuring roomier design, more space for storage under its uncluttered rear deck, ample headroom for you under its clean, flat roof. And there's traditional Dodge luxury and dependability in every inch. Roof headlinings are made of perforated vinyl to absorb sound. New bumpers are beefed up for more protection. And Dart's standard 170 cubic inch engine, engineered by Chrysler Corporation, will deliver power and performance unmatched in its class. See the compact dependable, the 1963 Dodge Dart, a product of Chrysler Corporation.
Where quality is into every car.
Now we move along into the bottom of the 8th inning. The Giants out in front 6-2. Roger Maris will be the leadoff man. He'll be followed by Elston Howard, then Bill Scourin. Roger's 0-for-2 in this game. He's flied to center and bounced to first base. In the 6th inning, he drew a walk. He'll be facing Billy O'Dell for the first time. Billy gets ready, and here's the first pitch. That ball is too high. 1 ball and no strike. Once again, the Giants have gone into the shift against Maris. 3 infielders on the right side. A 1-0 pitch. Strike. He got a fastball over. 1-1 to Maris. Rod's wanting Honichick to have a look at the baseball. Jim puts it out of play.
They're putting new baseballs in, but both catchers are rubbing them up again, and they're getting spots on them for their pitchers, so if they can get away with some pitches, they're doing a pretty good job of it.
Here's the 1-1 pitch. He swings and misses. 1-2.
inning in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Giants lead by four. Billy Odell pitching in relief for San Francisco. Checks his sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Down low. 2-2 to Maris. The fifth game will be played here tomorrow afternoon. Ralph Terry will pitch for New York. Odell was scheduled to pitch for the Giants. More than likely now it'll be Jack Sanford. Here's a high pop fly down the third baseline. Howard is calling for it. He's got it. There's one away. Roger Maris fouls to the catcher, Tom Howard. Coming up the catcher, Elston Howard. Ellie has bounced the short, struck out, and flied to right in three trips. Odell has put down four men in a row since coming on in the seventh inning. The pitch to Howard, a swing and a miss. One strike. Billy is just blazing the fastball. He has thrown very few curves. Left-hander gets ready. Here's the pitch. Inside, he pushed him back with this one. One ball, one strike. Kelly right down on the end of the bat. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Ball up high. Ball two and strike one. Howard hits very deep in the box and back away from the plate. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. One out with no one on. A ball two and a strike one count to Elston Howard. Odell delivers. Here's a bouncing ball. Hit slowly to the shortstop. Bowman has it to throw to first. He's out. Howard goes out. Short to first. That's two down. And the batter will be Bill Scarron. The Moose has had three for three today. Tripled in the second inning. Singled in the fifth and again in the sixth inning. He drove in the first Yankee run in the sixth inning. Batting now with two outs and no one on. He swings and hits a ground ball foul down the third baseline. One strike. Odell got the fastball in on his fist and he pulled it foul. Here's the pitch. Ball up high. One ball, one strike. Billy Odell looking in. Takes a little time before he gets the sign. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball around the knees. One ball, two strikes. The Moose had a riffle at it, but Odell pumped it right on by him. Giants are deep for Scarron, planting pretty much straight away. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Down low. Billy took a little off that one. A ball two and a strike two count. It's a 6-2 ball game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Giants out in front of the Yankees. A grand slam home run by Chuck Hiller in the seventh inning has been the difference. Odell looking in. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A ground ball hits to the third baseman. Davenport has it to throw to first. He's out. Scarron goes out. Third to first. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end of eight, the Giants 6 and the Yankees 2.
Hey, isn't that a beauty?
What kind is it?
That's the new compact Dodge Dart.
No fooling.
The Dependables are here, and they're introducing the new 1963 Bucket Seat Dodge Dart GT, the new family-sized, family-priced compact. Family-sized room in its big back seat, in its big trunk that features a low sill for easy loading. Dart GT combines compact economy with its big car roominess. And there's big car performance, too, in the standard 170 cubic inch engine. Dependable power, economical power. Whatever the size of your family, take them all to your Dodge dealers and test drive the new Dodge Compact in a large economy size. The dependable Dodge Dart for 1963. A product of Chrysler Corporation.
Where quality is, and it is, and to every
Stadium, the Giants out in front 6-2. Matty Alou will be the leadoff man. He'll be followed by Bowman. Here's the first pitch. Strike, you got a curveball over. One strike to Matty Alou. And the pitcher, Billy Odell, will be the third batter. Here's a curve outside. One ball, one strike. Alou had a double his only time at bat. That was in a pitching role in the seventh inning. There's a bouncing ball to the shortstop. Kubek will have to hurry. Here's the throw. He is safe at first base. A high hopper to the shortstop, and Alou beat it out for an infield single. Kubek made a good play. He rifled the ball over to Skower, but not in time.
That little Matty Alou can really run, George. Once that ball got up as high as it did, you knew it was going to be trouble for Kubek. If he gets away from that plate in real good shape and with that extra speed that he has, it's a real job to try to get him.
Ernie Bowman, the shortstop, stepping in. A little right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Ball down low. He squared around, ready to bunt. One ball and no strikes. A runner at first base with no one out here in the ninth inning. Bridges gets set. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. Here's a foul ball. It'll be out of play. The hit and run was on. Matty Alou was moving. Bowman fouled the pitch back. One ball, one strike. Ernie out of the box right now, checking with Whitey Lockman at third base. Here's the pitch. He swings and hits a fly ball in the shallow right field. Maris racing in over near the line is there, and he makes the catch. Bowman out on a fly to right. Looking at the pitcher, Billy Odell. Nice round of applause for Billy as he comes on. Yankees will be looking for the bunt in this spot. Runner at first base with one out. Here's a throw to first base. Alou back in time. Poirier is creeping in from third base. He's ready for the bunt. Bridges ready. Here's the pitch. Strike. He got the curveball over. Billy squared around, ready to bunt. Pulled it back. One strike.
You better make sure he gets the scholar. I don't think that they can advance if they punch it down the third baseline. Cleat boy really charging hard. And the way Whitey Lockman's going through some size, maybe trying to set up a switch here, but Boyer doesn't believe it. He's still in very close.
A one-strike count to Odell. Bridges ready. The pitch. He bunts and missed it. Billy trying to push it down the first baseline. Missed the ball, so it's a two-strike count. Scarron is charging in, but he has to come late as he's holding against the runner at first base. Of course, Boyer has nothing to do but move in on top of him, and Cleat is still playing for the bunt as he continues to come in close. Here's the pitch. Ball down low. He was ready to bunt. Pull the bat back. One ball, two strikes. Odell is checking with Whitey Lockman to see if the bunt is still on with two strikes. The Giants are leading 6-2. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Bridges ready. The pitch to Odell. He bunts down the first baseline. It's a good one. Bridges picks it up. Throws to first. Odell is out. Alou moves down to second. A sacrifice. Odell moves down to third. He's out. Pitcher to second baseman. Checks the sign. Here's the 1-0 pitch.
He swings and hits a ground ball slowly towards second. Bobby Richardson throws to first. It's in the air. It goes into the Yankee dugout. Alou comes in to score. Bobby Richardson had to hurry the play on it. The ball was not hit hard. He threw it in the dirt. It skipped by Scowen and went into the dugout. Alou comes in to score. And Hiller goes down to second. That makes it a 7-2 ball game. It'll be a single for Hiller. And an error on Richardson. It'll be a hit and an error. No run, that is. The batter is Willie Mays. Mays delivers a curve. He fouls it back. One strike. Willie's had one hit today in four trips. A single back in the fourth inning. The Giants lead 7-2 here in the ninth inning. Mays, curveball, up high. One ball, one strike. Giants now have 9 hits off Yankee pitching. That's the first Yankee error. Here's the pitch. Willie swings and misses. One ball, two strikes. Willie checking with umpire Jim Honachek, probably asking if that pitch was high enough. Fastball in around the knees. One ball, two strikes. Hiller at second base with 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Strike 3 call. Fastball over, and Willie is called out on strikes. One run in the inning on 2 hits, 1 out, 1 man left, and the score at the end of the first half of the ninth inning, the Giants 7 and the Yankees 2.
Here are more details on the new warranty described earlier in this game. The new 5-year or 50,000-mile warranty on 1963 Chrysler Corporation cars. This is the most important warranty ever offered on an automobile. It covers the powertrain, the workhorse of your car, the expensive parts to repair or replace. And the warranty is transferable if you sell the car. See your dealer for full details on the industry's first 5-year or 50,000-mile warranty from Chrysler Corporation.
As far as 30 seconds here for station identification.
This is WGY, Schenectady. You know, it's amazing how a major league team can snap back fast when it's down. Well, when you're feeling down, you too can snap right back with a cold, sparkling refresher. Saratoga Vichy, instant pick-me-up tang. So tantalizing, it's delicious all by itself. And Saratoga's nationally livelier spring fresh flavor adds zip life and sparkle to every mixed drink. So for that finger-snapping, toe-tapping taste and feeling, be sure it's Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label.
Here's the first pitch. He swings and misses on a fastball, one strike. It'll be Boyer, then Hector Lopez batting for the pitcher, and Kubek in the bottom of the ninth inning. Odell ready. The pitch to Boyer. Foul ball right back on the screen. A strike two count. The Giants got 2 in the second, 4 in the seventh, and 1 in the ninth. And the Yankees picked up their 2 runs in the sixth inning. Odell ready. The two-strike pitch. Curve outside. 1-2 to Boyer. Pete's had 2 hits today and 3 trips. He drove in the second Yankee run in the sixth inning with a single. Here's the pitch. He swings and fouls it back. He'll be out of play. Got a ball and 2 strikes. Don't forget the fifth game out here tomorrow afternoon. We'll be on the air at 12:45 Eastern Standard Time for the fifth game of the 62 World Series. Odell delivers outside. That'll even the count at 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Curve, it's up high. 3-2 to Boyer. The Giants have out-hit the Yankees 9-6. They've outscored them 7-2. Odell taking a little time now. That's a 3-2 count on Cleet Boyer. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hit hard to short. Bowman has it. The flip to first. He's out. Boyer goes out.
short to first. It's one away, and Hector Lopez will come on to bat for the pitcher, Marshall Bridges.
So Bill has done quite a job, George, since he's come on. He's retired 7 men in a row and only one ball out at infield. He's really keeping that ball down, giving those infielders a chance to make the play, and they've been doing it.
Here's Lopez, a right-handed batter. Odell into the windup, delivers a swing and a miss. He got the fastball by him. One strike. Billy came on in the seventh inning. He has retired 7 batters in a row. And Joe says only one ball to the outfield. The pitch to Lopez. Spike, he got a fastball over. 2 strikes to Lopez.
These Giants play Lopez, if he were a left-hand hitter, Willie Mays way over in right center.
Hector chokes the bat a little as he waits. Billy ready? Oh, he stops after going into the windup. And again, here's the pitch. Down low. 1-2. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. There's one out with no one on. The Giants lead 7-2. Out beginning to file out of Yankee Stadium. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit deep to short. Bowman, a good play. He's the throw to first. He's out. What a play by Bowman. Well, we've seen Pagan perform miracles around shortstop for the Giants, but Ernie Bowman just came up with a sparkler. He went far to his right, dived, and got the ball and threw to first in time to get Lopez. 2 down, and here's Tony Kubek. The first pitch, he swings and fouls it back. 1 strike, Kubek. Even after Bowman fielded the ball, it looked like he had no chance to get Lopez, but he came up and rifled it over to Cepeda. A swing and a miss on a fastball. 2 strike.
George, I think the biggest surprise on the play was the big throw that he made. He didn't just flip it over there with the cherry flip to get him. He just gunned him out.
Certainly did. It looked like he had no chance. The pitch to Kubek. Foul ball. This one out of play. 2 strikes to Tony Kubek, who represents the last hope for the Yankees here in the bottom of the ninth inning. They trail 7-2. Odell ready? Here's the pitch. Down low. Billy had started for the dugout. He thought he had him. 1-2. Taking a little time right now. Checks his sign with Tom Holler. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball down the left field line. If it stays fair, it's foul. That would have been trouble. Just outside the line, and then it bounces into the seats. Still 1-2 to Tony Kubek. Bottom of the ninth inning. There's 2 outs with no one on. Billy Odell pitching in the lead. It's his son, Tom Holler. Here's the 1-2. Here's a drive to left field. Alou's going to play it on the first hop, and Kubek is on with a single. A line drive in the left field. Alou started in and four up short and played it on the first hop. The first hit given up by Odell. Runner at first with 2 outs, and the batter is Bobby Richardson. Bobby's 0-for-3 today, and a walk back in the third inning. Odell pointing out the center field for some reason. He's ready now. Here's the pitch. Bobby takes a strike around the knees. The attendance here today, 66,607. Now time is called as Haller goes out to the mound for a conference with Odell.
With 2 hours cops, you can bet they're not going to try to get cute, and Haller just wants to make sure that they are going to stay right on the straight and narrow and just throw strikes. They take 5-run lead. Go out and get the hitter.
Bobby Richardson standing in, waiting. A 1-strike count. Here's the pitch. Clear ball. He bounces it foul down the third baseline. Strike two to Richardson. Tony Kubek is on at first base with 2 outs. Odell has retired 8 batters in a row for giving up a single to Tony. Billy gets that. Here's the pitch. Down low. 1-2. Once again, Billy looking into Hanacek. The fastball was high enough. Giants are straight away, not too deep for Bobby. Cepeda is playing behind the runner at first, giving Kubek a lot of room. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Coming back to the press box. Still 1-2 strikes. Fifth game tomorrow is the final game in Yankee Stadium. A 1-2 pitch. A foul ball bouncing behind the plate. Still 1-2. Big sign on the scoreboard says standing room tickets for the game tomorrow on sale right now. Odell delivers a curve outside. He pulled the string on that one. Got it off the corner. A ball two and a strike two count.
That's as far as he wants to go right here. You can see Haller kind of shake his fist and say, give me a strike now.
Billy gets ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Outside. 3-2 to Bobby. I'm trying to see on deck circle. Ball foul down the third baseline. Still 3-2. Kubek, of course, moving on the pitch. 3-2 and 2 outs. Odell ready. Here's the pitch. Here's a line drive in the left center field. It's going to drop in. Kubek is going to hold on at second base. Bobby Richardson lines one in the left center. And the Yankees have runners at first and second. With 2 out, the batter will be Tom Fresh. Fresh has had 1 hit today and 4 trips. Once again, Haller has moved out to the mound for a conference with Odell. Billy got the first 2 batters here in the ninth. He gave up a single to Kubek. And on a 3-2 pitch, Bobby Richardson lined one in the left center. Trash batting right-handed against the left-hander. He fouled the second baseman against Odell back in the seventh inning. Picks one up high. 1-1 this night. Going to start some action in the bullpen for the Giants. A little flurry down there. Billy checks the sign. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Strike. He got a fastball over. Around the left. 1-1 to Trash. Tommy didn't like the call on that one. He's out of the box right now. Got a few words to say to Jim Hanacek before getting back in. Odell ready. Here's a 1-1 pitch. A swing and a miss. He got the fastball by him. 1-2 he tracks. It's a 7-2 ball game. The Giants are leading the Yankees. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning. 2 on and 2 outs. 1-2 two strikes to Trash. Odell taking a little time. Checks his runners. Here's the pitch.
There's a drive in the right center. This one's got a drop in. Newback is coming around third. He's coming in the front of the plate. It's not in time. Bobby Trash line drive to right center. Newback coming in the score. It's a 7-3 ball game. And the batter is Mickey Mantle. Alvin Dyke has moved out of the dugout.
The Giants picked up in the ninth inning is mighty big. Otherwise, Mantle would be the tying run at the plate right now. It's 7-3, the Giants leading. Mickey is hitless in this ball game today. The first pitch is a strike. This ball right in there. Mickey's been on base one time. He walked back in the sixth inning. Two on, two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Giants lead by four. Odell ready. Here's the pitch. Mickey swings and fouls it back. Back in the upper deck. A strike two gone. Kubek, Richardson, and Trash coming through with singles after the first two batters have been retired here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Odell looking in. The pitch to Mantle. He swings and hits a ground to the short. Coleman has it to flip the second. He's out. Giants 7, the Yankees 3. We'll be back in just 1 minute with a wrap-up.
Seven runs, nine hits, and one error. That's the line score. Three runs, nine hits, and one error for the Yankees. That's the line score for the losers.